Hey!
Yes?
It's 7-Eleven, sir, over here.
Look, this is the fucking middle of the night.
Well, if I catch up with you, I'm going to fuck you up.
Assalamu alaikum.
All right, asshole, I'm going to call y'all back in a minute.
All right.
Okay. All right, good luck with that.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
And his own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Yeah, whoa, this is still on. Oops. This is still on from our 24-hour marathon. This is the White Devil substituting for Carlito tonight. The White Devil and Milkman. Milkman, how you doing, sir?
Goodness, the exalted white one. So good to hear you. I am so in fear and awe of your presence, man. Please, please, protect Carlito and I through this troubled time. We do miss and adore you, and many of the listeners have requests and asked about you.
Well,
how have you been?
Keep listening to heavy metal, and I'm always with you, Milkman.
Yes, the metallic man. Yes, we do. We do appreciate your music, musical musing, and the rattling of the chains. But please release Hiramano, because we do need him, and he will definitely compliment your show.
Thank you, my minion. All right, I'm about to turn this off. I can remember how to turn it off. Before I did, I just want to remind you, salami nipples, everybody. If you listen to the marathon, you know what I'm talking about. Milkman, you don't know. You weren't.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, that's better.
Ah, there you are. Man, he was under the spell for a moment. I was concerned, man, but at least we knew it was a friendly presence, man. It wasn't an evil presence.
I don't know what just happened. What happened, Milkman? I blacked out for a while.
You snapped out for a second, man, but you're back, man.
Yeah.
It's really haunting. You're going to have to listen to it on instant replay here later on.
I blacked out like Michael Biggins there for a while. Hey. Anyway, so I'm Carlito, your host. Milkman's here. Milkman, I haven't even talked to you about that. Did you know that we did that 24-hour prank call marathon over the weekend, over the Martin Luther King Day weekend, man? It was hilarious. It was hilarious.
Oh, no, I wasn't invited, man. I'm sorry.
No, you weren't.
I was available the whole weekend, man. But
I'm sorry.
Well, that's good, man.
Well, if you check your Facebook, you know, you have a Facebook, you don't check it, nothing, you know. Why don't you go on Facebook?
Well, I don't look for communications usually from you from the Facebook. I usually look more of a direct nature.
No. Well, I'm sorry.
It's like a telephonal message or something.
Well, I kind of just woke up to it. Like, I woke up on Monday morning, and RBCP told me, hey, they started it last night. I was like, oh, shit. But I was feeling really sick. I had a massive headache all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Remember I told you it was, like, dehydrated last Thursday?
Right. Yeah. I know you was kind of a little edgy there, man. But, you know, I took Monday and Tuesday both off, man.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
I didn't know you were all into Martin Luther King like that, man. That's good.
Oh, yeah, my brother.
Good for you.
Goodbye, man. How you read? One love.
All right. Milkman, do you like salami nipples, man?
Huh?
Do you like salami nipples on a girl? Big salami nipples?
Oh, man, they're awesome, man. I like the brown ones, the bologna ones, the puffy ones, the hard ones, the long ones, the tiny ones. Man, I'm not too hard to get along with there. As long as they're females.
As long as they're females. Okay. All right, well, Milkman, good for you. Well, there we are.
Huh?
Here we are. We're going to do a show.
Five-quarter tall,
Milkman? I don't know what that is exactly. It's 5 quarters.
Okay, well, there's a measuring contest that some girls do. They stack a quarter, and they see how tall their nipples are when they're hard, man. So get the girls with 5 quarters, man. You got something going on.
I'm not privy to that one. I didn't know the women would do that.
Oh yeah.
I'm hanging out with the wrong women. Well, hey, anyway, I'm Carlito, your host for the night, Milkman Cereal. So madhouselive.com is the website to visit, of course, as always. A lot of things going on there. The forums are in effect. The the podcast, the prank cast, as I like to call it, that's there also. You should check that out.
Yeah.
That's always fun. I enjoy the prank cast. I just edited last week's show, finally got put up yesterday. The one with those angry black guys, the Milkman, the one that wants to fuck you with a John Holmes dildo. That's up
those
there.
Those guys are a trip, man. Thunder. What was it? Thunder and Slant.
And Slant. Thunder and Slant, yep. Wow. And AOL Yahoo Instant Messenger users, Madhouse Radio. Again, if you're on AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. MSN Messenger users, madhouse@live.com. Check us out on Twitter and the Facebook machine. Madhouse Live on Twitter, Madhouse Live on Facebook, Madhouse on Twitter, and Milkman. There you are.
Yeah.
Milkman, what can we talk about? I received feedback that we spend too long in the beginning of the show talking about stuff that no one cares about, like sports, instead of just doing prank calls.
Well, you know what? You know, unfortunately, this show is not a prank show. This is a multiverse show. We have variety here. We're not a one-trick pony. We just make commentaries on political issues, techno issues, sports, you name it, food. We've got quite a few subjects we do touch on.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they really enjoyed it last week, then we could do that again this week. That's no problem. If they requested it, I'm sure we could find something to discuss.
Yeah, well, it's a prank show, Milkman. I'd say, I mean, when people ask, like, if people ask me, like, what kind of show do you have? And tell us, it's a prank call show.
Well, it's a comedy show, too.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, you know, I always thought it was more than just the conception of it was more than just a prank show because, like, okay, what happens when the prank stops? At the end of the show, we can't do prank, everybody hangs up and leaves? No, we provide other sources of entertainment.
Good point, man. Good point, bitch. Hey, that's good.
The phone lines go down. What happens when we get a bunch of bum numbers? We stop the show, everybody tunes out? No.
Right.
We always have something there to provide with your earballs and your ear goggles out there around the world.
Man.
That's why we are so well beloved and we've lasted so long because we're not a one-trick pony. It's not only calls.
We've never really had any breaking news. I don't think we ever had any breaking news happen during a show. Well, we had that earthquake that you were in once, right?
Yeah.
Nothing ever really happens on a Thursday night that we can just break.
People died. I mean, you know, we've had famous people on the show. You know, we had lots of different, you know, there's lots of different. I was thinking over the past, like, how many different famous personalities we had. We talked to, Bob Denver, you know, there was a bunch of them we were talking about. I was watching a show that had Gilligan on the other night, and I was thinking, man, we talked to that guy, really? I actually was on the line when we talked to this guy.
Alright, well, just want to say Ted's going to be joining us here a little bit later on, he said. He wants to prank call Indians. We can surely take care of that. We can scratch that itch if you want. Sure, man.
Yeah, man. Love Pedo, man. Love the World Web.
Yeah. Anyway. Other stuff going on I can't deal with right now. I'm still
on. How's your Jinsky doing, man? Have you talked to Mr. Stewart?
Still busy with his training for the national team.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's still working on that.
Dude is awesome, man. You know, he's been doing them 12-ounce curls, man. You ought to see his forearm now, man. This guy is amazing.
He's got huge forearms. Skinny body, just big-ass forearms.
Yeah, they're bigger around than my thigh, man, and that's big.
Yeah, well, here's something I wanted to talk about. Newt Gingrich. Remember we talked about him? Did you hear what happened to Newt Gingrich?
Well, last thing I heard was his latest wife, Diddy Dump, man, was going to bust me.
Well, here's what happened. I don't know if you saw this, Milkman, but there was a debate today. All right, so Newt Gingrich running for president on the Republican ticket, one of the four that are left because Rick Perry dropped out today. Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul are in that order, or how they're, you know, placing right now for the most part. And then yesterday, George Report leaked out that Newt Gingrich's ex-wife held an interview with ABC News that was going to, you know, destroy his political career. And apparently it's that he was cheating on his wife or something. When she got multiple sclerosis, he started cheating on her and stuff. And
yeah, they were actually together at the time whenever he was doing that family values thing and his wife was dying. He was screwing this next one that he married, and then he actually dumped her and picked up another wife. Is that not right?
Yes, exactly. And then he told that lady, the ex-wife, that he wanted to be a he wanted to have an open marriage and all this stuff. So get this, Milkman. The very first question in the debate today between these four, including Newt Gingrich, the very first question from John King from CNN, he asked Newt Gingrich to comment on it. And Newt Gingrich went off. But, like, Newt Gingrich really handled himself, like, really well. Like, seriously,
oh, wow.
Was like, I'm appalled, you know, I'm appalled that you would, you know, start the debate with this trash and stuff, and all these people stood up and started applauding Newt Gingrich. I think it's going to have a positive effect on Newt Gingrich, to be honest with you.
I don't think so. Man,
I think it is.
You got to think about the context of it, man. At this time, this guy was shutting down the government because people wouldn't agree with his radical policies when he was in the Congress. And then he also purged for the impeachment of Bill Clinton because he got a sticky stuff. Come on,
yeah.
Man. This is the same guy that was doing the screwing around, the same guy that is appalled, but yet he sought impeachment for a government official for getting his dick stuck. Come
yeah,
on.
I know. And then at the same time, he got impeached himself.
This is called modern day republicanism.
He got impeached himself and
did.
Yeah,
for money scandals, for his illegal money issues.
Yeah, Bookapoo just said in the chat room, "I sense Carlito's a conservative, and it saddens me." That could not be further from the truth.
No, they don't know Carlito.
It's just that there's
Carlito will stand up for principles and discuss issues.
Yeah, no, I'm not a conservative.
It will come back to.
No way. I'm not
a
conservative. Hell no. If you haven't listened to our shows from 2008, 2007, 2006, I'm definitely not, my friend, conservative.
No, Hillary. We liked Obama, and we missed Crazy Fucker.
Well, I worked. I've worked on several Democratic campaigns during these years, but I've become disillusioned by the Obama administration. Someone just asked, why didn't a Democrat run against Obama? Because the Democratic leadership wouldn't let that happen. That's why. It just, that kind of thing doesn't fly. If you're holding the presidential, you know, position, you know, another, that just doesn't happen anymore. That hasn't happened since like the 70s, maybe the 60s, that's something like that's happened. The Democratic leadership aren't going to split that, and you know what's going to happen. What Hillary's going to run again? She's the Secretary of State. But apparently, you know, people keep saying that Hillary and Joe Biden are going to swap. That Hillary is going to run as the vice presidential ticket, and Joe Biden's going to take the Secretary of State if Obama gets reelected. That supposedly Joe Biden, that's really the position he wants. And apparently Hillary wants to become vice president because it'll sure her in for a 2016 presidential run.
That'd be a very
it would make sense.
Deal, man. I mean, you know, that would be fascinating if that would occur, man. I have my doubts about there is, but it is a good talk, man. I mean, and really manifested itself. It would be interesting to see how it would go, you know, with all these firsts, you know, a swap, you know, a ongoing black leader and a also a woman in office at such a high level.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just imagine, man, when the PMS button got pushed.
Oh, God. It's all over. Yeah, and Gregula, you're making a good point. He's telling me don't identify myself particular party, Democrat, Republican. I'm like that now. To be honest with you, I probably won't vote. I have no confidence or faith in any of the Republican nominees, with the exception of Ron Paul. I could see myself voting for Ron Paul. And to be honest with you,
I'll tell everybody, man, and there's nothing wrong with voting. problem is, yeah. is that the voting with electronic machines is probably going to be whatever the programmer set it up to be once again.
Mm-hmm.
But until they have free, you know, and transparent elections, it mm-hmm. is kind of a, you know, it is kind of a catchy situation. And once it all comes down, and let's say it all gets to a tie again, all you got to do is just use on the court and decide, let them decide who's to be president. Screw the counting of the ballots.
Okay, good point, Milkman. All right, well, thank you for that. Now we got to have a conversation after the show. About that.
We have provided as requested. We have provided some material.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, you know, anyway, I'm not even going to vote. I'm not going to vote this presidential election because, to be honest with you, I don't have any faith in it. I don't want to hurt Obama's campaign, but I don't want to help it. That's all I am. So I won't vote for anybody. Presidential. I'll probably go vote. I probably will vote, but when it comes to the presidential, I'll undervote. I will not vote for that. And that one at all. I'll vote for a senator, congressman, whatever's available up here, and that's it.
Well, you know what? You know, unfortunately, the rich by proxy thing that Reagan and all those guys have preached for so long has never manifested itself, you know. Oh, well, if we vote for you guys to steal our money and everything, you will just give us some of the money because we stuck by you. And the rich by proxy trickle-down fist on your head. Economic thing and model has never worked. Look at where it's got us now, man. We have no factories, no manufacturing, nothing in this country, man, but service industries.
Exactly.
And I cannot in good conscience say that I won't vote against that.
Right.
I would have to vote against it. No matter what, like it or not, if it ain't the candidate I want, I still have to vote against that because I've lived through it. And I saw what it was like before Reagan, and now look 30 years into Reaganomics, where we're at. Welcome to the new world. This is the one that's at the land. So I will vote. And unfortunately, it's not going to be probably for, you know, somebody that I wish all that much for these days. I am sort of disappointed, but I have to vote against. I have to vote against the proxies.
I give up. No answer there from that gentleman. Let's connect UK Ted here. UK Ted, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Very good. Hey, I started watching your Lost Cosmonauts documentary. I didn't get a chance to finish it before the show, but I started watching it. It looks pretty good so far.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It's actually the assignment's due in tomorrow morning. So.
Oh. Well, good. That kind of stuff interests me, and yeah, I noticed you didn't mention. Someone commented, and I was going to say, I thought you would. I thought for sure you would have mentioned how they all. It said that there was a cosmonaut that made it up to space, but he died on the way down, but the Soviet, you know. Soviet government didn't release information because they didn't want to look at like a failure, you know what I mean? Isn't that the whole thing?
Yeah, with that's that? What it's all about.
Yeah, that's what it's all about? Yeah, okay, well, that's cool. There you go. They released the first successful one. That was the difference between the early American space program and the early Soviet space program. The Soviet one, they would release after, you know, after a launch and a landing or whatever, recovery. You know, then they released the news and the pictures and the video. But in America, they always did it live. You know, it was always live and, you know, radio broadcast, and everyone could see it when it was happening. So there was an accident. There was mud on the Americans' faces. But that's how we do it, man. UK Ted, and you guys should learn. You guys should learn. You know?
Awesome, comrade.
Hey,
long live like Alexei Leonov and You're an old grandma.
Yeah. Now, UK Ted, I'm a little confused. I was listening to the marathon recap, and I heard something about you have a thesis on feces or something. It was you talking in a monotone voice. What was that about? UK Ted? Did we lose him?
No. It's about how people react to documentary films, basically. Okay. And I should be doing it right now instead of playing on Madhouse. But I have my priorities.
You do have your priorities, and that's fine. You can incorporate this somehow. There you go. All right, cool. We're gonna do pranks so people don't start complaining. we're calling the Hungry Bear. I have no idea. It's probably going to be a loud place. I'll start this off here, Hungry Bear. Oh, UK Ted.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Hungry Bear Restaurant?
I'll call you back.
Okay.
Hey, UK Ted, can you do your, real quick, can you ask this place for honey, but do it in your toothless man voice?
What am I asking for?
Just ask them for, it's called the Hungry Bear. I just wanted you to be goofy and ask them for honey. Say that you need honey, but ask it in that goofy, weird, toothless man voice that you were doing on Monday or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
What are you talking about? There's nothing wrong with my teeth.
There you go. All right, cool. That's this is how we'll start the show off.
Okay.
It's out of your mouth for me.
They're not picking up.
No, they're not picking up. I told them I was going to call them right back. A jerk.
Ow.
Whatever. Anyway, so I'm being advised, breaking news, FBI.gov, the website, it has been hacked by Anonymous. Milkman, did you know about that? I guess that just happened now.
Yeah, man, but I didn't know everybody was going to find out about it so far, man, so quickly.
How did you not?
He's behind that whole thing, man.
He's hacking FBI. I'm trying to get to the page, and it's not coming up. I don't know if people are just trying to reach it or what, but...
Hey, how about the Google protest and the Wiki protest, man, against this law where they're trying to push it through? These freaking Congress people are on the sides of the big media people, and if they want to be able to commandeer any site, ISPs, and stop them from being able to put their material up that they think are deeming this copyright intervention.
Yeah, well, the website, it's loading for me, just slow, but it's loading up. I guess I already fixed it. I'm pretty sure that's a site that'd be... I'm surprised it got hacked, but after it did get hacked, I think they'd be on it pretty quickly. Wow.
It was down for a little while, but they pulled it back up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Still funny, though.
What did it say? Was it just dark? Did it just go dark, or what did it say exactly?
No, it was just the, you know, the standard server not found, you know, as if you typed the URL incorrectly.
Oh. Well, good. Good for them. Good for Anonymous. Good for picking on the FBI. Good luck with that, guys.
Well, one nice thing, though, they do is that they do show the exploits out there, and they do bring, you know, organizations' awareness to certain issues and security vulnerabilities that they have inherent in their system, man. Thinking that any computer is easily, you know, shielded from the internet when some of its ports are open is a ridiculous concept.
Yeah. Hey, I was watching the debate, and Rick sent. They asked the four people what they thought about SOPA and PIPA, the two, which I wanted to mention. I wanted to apologize. I didn't mean to make the madhouselive.com, you guys probably didn't even care or notice, but I didn't mean to make the site go dark, yesterday, for that. And I got home, I was so freaking tired. I started working on it. I had the page ready to go, and I had to go take care of something, and I fell asleep before I had a chance to actually upload it via FTP. So I had it ready to go, and by the time I got home from work, and I was like, oh shit, I was gonna do that, and then I was like, what am I gonna do it now? It was like 6 o'clock in the afternoon at that point. I was like, it's freaking stupid. I didn't mean to make madhouselive.com go dark in solidarity with other sites. Like phonelosers.org was down also. I think Brad brought it down. Wikipedia, Google changed their logo. Reddit was down, I believe. Quite a few. You can still get to Wikipedia Mobile yesterday. I know that much.
So do you know if this SOPA thing is going to go through?
I think there's a work of the white devil, Hermano. I believe that the white devil may have something to do with that darkening of the site.
I guess so. Well, that'd be the whitening of the site. What was that, UK Ted? What were you saying?
Do we know if this SOPA thing is actually going to go through or not?
I doubt it. I can't see it going through. What I was getting at was the four candidates, rather, that were being asked that question, what they thought about it. And Ron Paul was like, hell no, I don't support it, but look out for the next one. You know, the next wave of bills that's going to come across. And then Rick Santorum, they asked him, and he said, where did this come from that you know, the internet is, what did he say? Hang on, I got the tweet also on it. And I was like, yeah, douchebag, that's exactly what the internet is about, you dumbass. He said something really stupid. And I was like, you're an idiot. Hang on, let me look at that. Santorum says, Gingrich, Paul, on illegal immigration. The candidates are asked about their stance on SOPA and PIPA. Here we go. Santorum said property rights should be respected, but that SOPA legislation has gone too far. But then he said, the idea that anything goes on the internet, where did that come from? The idea that anything goes on the internet, where did that come from? Does he live with his head up his ass? Where did that come from? I don't know, like 1994, like when the internet first started getting kind of big, where everyone kind of realized it's, you know, whatever goes is on the internet. You know what I mean? Like, isn't it just supposed to be a network of, you know, free speech and doing whatever you want, really, you know? And he's like, well, where'd this idea come from? I don't know.
The internet is a playground. You know, David Thorne said that.
Jeez, what a dumbass that guy. He's a fucking kookanut, man. Fucking Santorum.
Loco.
He is loco. You probably know what I'm talking about. You can, this guy...
You know, it's all these open ports, man. It's all about open ports and computers talking, so what do you expect?
Dumbass. Where'd this idea come from? Really?
These guys just want to monetize it, and they want to charge for the internet, not for the service providing.
Yes, hello, Indian food.
Oh, that's some honey.
Yes, hi, I'm calling about Indian food to make an order for Indian food, a horse.
Okay, well, go ahead.
All right, I would like an order of papadums.
Uh-huh.
Like an order of pilau rice.
Sorry?
Pilau rice.
Plain rice?
Pilau.
Okay.
Pillow rice, you know, okay. And like an order of madar chaat?
Sorry?
Madar chaat?
I can't understand you.
You know ban chaat and madar chaat?
What?
Ban chaat and madar chaat. I would like to order that also.
Can you spell it?
Ban chaat. Oh, boy. B-A-H-N-C-H-O-D.
C-H-O-D? We don't have that.
C-H-O-D.
No, we don't have that.
No? Do you have, let's see, do you have Ula Kapata?
Sorry?
Ulu Kapata.
Can you spell it?
U-L-L-U-K-A-P-A-T-H-A?
No.
No? Is this not Indian food?
It's a Priya Indian cuisine.
And where are you from? Are you Indian or are you confused? I don't understand.
We are from Indian, South and North Indian.
You're not Indian?
South and North, both.
What?
South and North.
South and North?
Yes.
What is that supposed to mean? South?
South and North Indian food we made.
You don't make East and West? Is that what it is?
No.
Does anyone there... Can you ask someone for about ban chaat, see if you know how to make it?
No, we don't have... we won't make... There is no... We don't have a menu.
What do you mean you don't have a menu? What do you do? You put stuff in a pot and you mix it with your foot? And whatever comes out, that's what you eat for the day? Huh?
Hello?
Yes.
What you are ordering is the, we don't have in the menu.
No? Do you have, well, do you have the sister then?
Sorry?
Sister. A sister for me. Oh, you're a woman, right? Hello? Yeah, hang up. Hang up, yeah. She knows what I'm talking about. I'm being dirty. Yeah, I think she's attracted. I don't know how to spell bench. Right? I've seen different spellings for it.
B-A-N-C-H-O-D.
But I've heard B-E-H also. B-E-H-A-N, I don't know. Ban.
Hello, Prenagan?
Yeah, I was calling about ordering ban chaat.
Banchila, I don't know that one. Understand me.
What do you mean? You don't know. What about Mater Chud?
I don't know that one.
Well, I heard that you have Banchud there.
I don't know that one. No menu. That items.
Are you Indian?
Yeah.
Then you know what this is.
I don't know, understand that one, Banchan.
Banchud, you know what it is. You know what it means. You know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
Hello? No. Nothing. They're just not angry. They're nice Indians. They're UK Ted and Milkman, you know? Never want to mess with them.
They definitely don't feel confrontational.
Did you hear
the cuisine?
Did the devil voice come through okay there? Is that what you heard?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, I heard it on the end.
At the end, it didn't sound like a mix, right? It sounded like straight devil, or was it like regular Carlito plus devil at the same time?
No, it sounded like devil.
Cool. Good, it works. We're calling another Indian cuisine. Nunu's also sending in numbers.
Yeah, right there. They're friendly, man. They say cuisine, not food.
Thank you for calling. Good evening. How may I help you?
Yes, I was wanting to make an order for Indian food.
Okay.
Horse.
Yes.
Hello?
Horse.
Yes, I'd like to make an order, please.
Hello?
Yes, I'd like to make an order, please.
Sure. What's your name?
Horse.
My name is Cross.
And the order?
Horse.
I want to make an order for chicken tikka masala. Do you have that?
Yes, we do.
Horse.
I'll make an order for pilau rice and papadums.
Horse.
Hello?
Okay.
And one order of banchud.
Oh.
They're not fighting tonight, man. What's going on?
Maybe there's some kind of Indian peace festival going on or something, but we don't know about.
Horse.
Maybe you meet... Maybe get Milkman to place the order, and you can make the white devil noises in the background.
Maybe. It's just not fair, guys. I don't like that they're not playing around, you know?
It's like a little bit lower in volume, maybe.
Maybe.
In your actual voice.
Too excited.
It's a little bit lower in volume.
All right. No answer
that
there.
Better.
Good. Thank you, Milkman. I'm glad. Nikki's Chat Cafe, Chaat. I think that's Indian food. Chaat. Sounds like another. That's how they say shit. Chaat. Chat.
Chat. That's chat is rice.
Banchat.
I mean, not chat's rice. Bot is rice. Chat is the sweets.
Ah.
Nikki's, I'm gonna help you.
Yes, this is Indian food?
Yes.
Good. Are you Indian?
I can't hear you, sir. Can you speak loud, please, sir?
Are you from India?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good, because I just want to make sure you have authentic Indian food.
Yes, we do.
Oh, good, good. Well, let's make an order then for pickup.
Okay, what would you like to have?
Do you have pilau rice?
We have what?
Pilau rice?
Yes, we have rice pilau, yes.
Okay, rice pilau, and do you have any chicken tikka masala?
Yes, we do.
Okay, two of those.
Okay.
And
do you like it spicy, medium, or mild?
I like it spicy, like Indian spicy.
Okay.
Okay, and then also I would like the banchud.
Which one?
Banchud.
What's What is that? Can you spell that?
B-A-H-N-C-H-O-D, Banchod.
No, we don't have that.
Do you have Matter Chod?
Which one?
Matter, M-A-D-E-R, Matter Chod.
You want Matar Paneer you're talking, right?
No, Matter Chod.
No, we don't have that.
Why do you not have this? This is Indian food.
Do you have Ulu Kapata?
Are you trying to kidding with me or what?
This is a menu that I want. This is from the regular Greek food. This is from regular Indian food. Banchod, Matar Chod that I want.
Looks like you are very, very intellectual.
Why do you say that? Because I like Indian food? Thank you. Is there a problem? Is there going to be a nasty problem here with you and me? Oh, God. The fuck, man? I think UK Ted's right.
It's
just
not easy to upset.
They're like, how do you spell it? And we don't have that.
Hello?
Yes, you give me Banchod right now, I'm going to kick you in the face, punch you in the cock. Listen. Do you have mothers? Do you have a mother?
Hey, this is police officer Justin speaking.
Oh, hi, Justin. How you doing? What's your badge number?
3178.
Well, that's funny because I've
already got your phone number, okay?
Well, so the badge numbers are 6 digits.
I was listening to this. You're talking to that guy over here.
I would not take your call, that okay? Is that what happened?
Yes, officer.
I was listening to you talking to the guy. You cursed him.
What's his badge number?
You cursed him. I don't know what he said. He said 4-digit badge number.
Poison Ivy. My eye. My eye.
I wonder we have a cop on you.
What? Oh, come on, Officer Justin. You bitch. All right. Nunu says they don't allow Indians to be the police. You're right. You know, you got Latinos in the police. You got blacks in the police. Even you can see some Asian police. Never seen an Indian in the police.
Yeah, have you ever seen a Sikh cop with a cop hat on top of a turban?
Can you imagine?
My turban is RT.
I've never seen an Indian in the police. No, maybe like the IT department at the police. That's it. He doesn't have a gun.
I think that's the Indian police force.
What?
Can you imagine him wearing the Sikh turban, though, man? You know, like they put the cop hat on top of that.
Yeah, the big sheriff star in front of him.
Big old beard.
They don't have beards, Milkman. He's got mustaches.
Yeah, but I mean like a big old hefty beard.
Poison
Ivy.
Cops
don't normally have beards.
Legend. Poison Ivy. Poison my eye.
I'm like,
I want to hear Tar. I want to hear Tarbash. Oh, shit. Why are you guys doing this to me? I'm pissed off because Johnny Brennan contacted me when his podcast was coming out for the first time. He's like, hey, Madhouse. Hey, Carlito. I like your stuff. You know, promote my podcast on your podcast. I like to come on, all this stuff. And I said, hey, mad cool, man. That's cool. I'm a big fan. You know, why don't you come on and I'll interview you. We'll do a prank together or just interview you, son. He never got back to me. And I came on there. I said, hey, everyone, check out Johnny Brennan's podcast and shit. And he didn't even, you know, he didn't have the common decency, common courtesy to do, you know, do the little interview with me like he said he was going to. His people reach out to me. It wasn't like he sent in a mass message. It came to me, but he was like, hey, you know, Johnny Brennan says he wants to, he's a big fan of Madhouse. Not a big fan of Madhouse. He said he has listened to Madhouse stuff and he would like to reach out to your podcast. Something like that. I got the email. It came to my Gmail. I don't even know where he got that Gmail account from. My shit.
Sound genuinely heartbroken.
Well, that was what the fucking ad came on here. I was telling everybody to go on, you know, check him out on Facebook. I said, check him out, and then he never fucking came through. That's like, he's like fucking Captain Jax. Asshole. So we'll play his mortal enemy, Tarbash. The other guy, Kamal. They hate each other now. Let's play his prank call. Everyone go to Kamal's podcast.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hi.
I need you to help me. My shoe. My cat is ripping my shoe apart. Get down! Hello? My toe is hanging out so bad I could say hello to it. Can you please fix my shoe? Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah, Dad, can you help me? What do you, yeah, what the help me?
Who is this?
Who do you think it is? I'm a magician. I need my shoe for tonight. I'm doing a gig.
Uh-huh.
And my shoe, my toe, I could play Biggie. He'll let this little Biggie went to the market, or my shoe is ripped.
Yeah?
Can you fix it?
Where are the shoes?
Well, on my feet. My cat is attacking me. I'm supposed to train them tonight.
Why are you screaming at me?
Because the cat is... Get down, catty. Kitty cat. Kitty cat, get down. Get down, cat!
And that all teaches a lesson. Never to play with kitty cat. Thank you. Continuing on, doing more prank calls here. UK Ted, what's going on in the chat room? You having trouble there with people?
No, they just need a few heads bashing together. I'll keep an eye on them.
Alright, there you go. I'll hop you. Go nuts. Anyone else I should hop in there? This is about the time in the show where Milkman wants me to tell him who's in the chat room. I'll let you know Carlito's in there, Lonesome Loser, Nunu, Big Stallion, the friend of ours, Tabachi's in there, Tuck, UK Ted also, there also, Triple D, Dirty Aaron, Gregulate, Gregulate _, JFK's, Jack, Corrupt Corruption, Kuraz, Legend 813, the legend is here, MST3 Clay, wow. MPSA Cobra or Napasa Cobra. Pure Evil. The N. Or then. Wawo Bookapoo the Star Poppy IG69. Hey, Nightwolf. That's my furry friend. And William272. Checking in from New Zealand. How you doing? Alright, everybody. And now hello. Hello. Hello, hello. Hi, hello. We pass over Ken. Someone said Ken. Ken's here. Big Ken's in the house. Are you kicking people already, UK Ted? Don't kick Ken.
He was being racist.
Ken gets real emotional, man. We may have to take your mods away. Okay. See, I told you, Ken's already upset. I'm not being racist.
Sorry, Ken. I love you.
Oh boy, now you've done it. What is Ken? Ken, don't be racist, Ken. No. There you go, Ken. You get him back. Alright. Big Toke? Big Toke's here also? Alright. Got a lot of requested pranks here that we can get to tonight, including a brand new You Ding My Car from RBCP. Now, he said the guy sounds kind of... These are always brilliant. This is a brand new car ding call. He just left me a voicemail about an hour ago, so this is about 4 hours ago. Five hours ago. Saying he found a note on this car. He said a very confused, said he couldn't find any damage. He didn't leave a name. And my name should be Roy. Unfortunately, he sounded pretty wimpy, so he's not too sure there's potential for anger here. But maybe we can confuse him and make him feel weird inside. Let's give him a call.
I think I could make him angry.
You probably could.
Actually, you take this one.
Let me start it, and if we do a callback, maybe you can be my lawyer. That's always fun. Because usually lawyers get brought up in this whole brouhaha.
I don't know your American legal jargon.
That's fine. See? Sue everybody, that's what it is.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hello. My name is Roy. I was calling you about the car. I had damaged your car.
Oh, you're the guy who did that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You probably noticed. I fixed quite a bit of it there. I'm a mechanic, so I was able to fix some of the damage that I did when I got mad with your vehicle.
Oh, you're a mechanic too?
What?
You're a mechanic?
Well, I used to do a lot of body shop work, frame bending and stuff like that.
I see.
But there's some permanent scratches and a dent in there, so I'm sure you probably saw where that was.
I actually didn't see anything.
Okay. Well, you know where the gas tank is?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I started kicking around there a little bit. And I was trying to remove the fuel, the gas from the car and stuff like that. But I don't know. Was your car, like, low on fuel? Like, was that on E or something?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Did you have, like, not too much gas or something? Like, were you close to E or something?
No. Why were you checking the gas level in my car?
I was trying to get some gas out, and I kicked it around to open it up. And I took the cap off and everything. But I put the hose in there, and I kept sucking and sucking fuel out, but I couldn't get any out. I don't know what... Maybe there's a problem with your gas tank or something. I don't know.
How did you get into my gas tank? That was what I'm asking.
Well, I was kicking around it, and it came loose.
It just came loose.
Well, yeah, so I kicked all around it, and the metal bent and everything like that, and it came loose. I don't know. It probably won't open back up now, because I had to kick it, force it to get back in, close again.
I
just wanted to be, you know, do the right thing and tell you what happened, but you really need to, you know, you shouldn't keep your gas tank that low, because you get water and sediment in the gas tank, and it'll mess up your fuel lines, man.
So you kicked my brand new car, is what you're telling me.
Well, I was just trying to get the gas out of the car.
You tried to siphon my brand new car? You tried to siphon the gas out of my car?
Well, I need a gas.
Let me get... What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Dodge Stratus.
Okay, your car is shitty compared to my car.
What do you drive?
I drive the car you kicked.
Okay, and?
You're telling me you don't remember what kind of car that was?
No, I know what it was. I mean, I don't know much about cars. I just know that's how you get gas out of them. It's how my dad used to get gas out of the car to take me to school and stuff. I mean, what were you trying to... You rubbing your money in my face now?
I'm not rubbing anything in your face. I'm just telling
you. Well, I got a new car.
Kicked my car.
So? I need a gas. I need a gas. And that's a priority here. I need a gas to go pick up my children from school.
I was at school when you did that.
Okay.
So I was doing school as well.
Well, I needed to get to my school and pick up where my children were. I was at the wrong school. And here I am. I made it all the way to your stupid school, and I'm on E. No gas in the car. My car won't start, and here's this nice little car. Whatever. I need to get gas out of the car.
Okay, I'm looking at my car right now, and I see no damage at all around the gas tank.
I did a good job then, I guess.
How? I was only gone for like 4 minutes. Like, literally 4 minutes.
Yeah, I can steal a car in 30 seconds, man.
You didn't steal my car. You apparently destroyed my car and then fixed it.
No.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
I was trying to get gas. Trust me, if I wanted to steal your car, I would have stolen it, and you never, you know, at least I didn't do that. It would have saved me a lot of headache and trouble.
Okay. Well, this
so you happens. You got a brand new car, and you're already letting it run low on empty on gas already? How old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm only 16.
You're fucking stupid. You're going to ruin that brand new car, aren't you?
No.
You can't let the car get that low. You can't let the gas get that low. It gets damaged. It messes up the fuel.
Not low.
I siphoned for like a good 3 minutes and I couldn't get any fuel out of it.
My gas was not low. I never let it go past halfway.
Well, I must have done it wrong.
I suppose so. I'm still trying to get around the fact that you claim to have destroyed my vehicle, but I see no damage.
I didn't say I kicked
all in.
I kicked around the gas tank, the gas tank lid, to force it open, and then I kicked it back in to close it again.
Yes, except for my car is not an old car; it's a brand new car, and they're not made out of metal anymore.
Yeah, they're made out of fiberglass.
You would have fucked it up.
No.
Damage.
No, I used blunt force. You round out the impact force. I used the bottom of my feet.
You used the bottom of your foot.
Yes.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And this all took place in the 4 minutes that I was picking up my friend.
Yes. Like I said, I can steal a car in less than 30 seconds. If you want, I'll try. I'll show you how. Would you like to learn how?
And I don't wish to learn how to steal a car. I have money to buy a car. If you're telling me this, and this actually happened, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What color was my car?
Let's see here. What color was it? Let's see.
This wasn't too long ago. It was only, I don't know, noonish?
Well, I was doing heroin. It was about 5 hours ago, maybe a little more.
Yeah, you'd still remember what color my car was.
That was a long time ago for me.
You took time enough to write a note out.
Well, I would have to go with black.
Yeah, no. What school was I parked at?
Chico. In Chico?
Chico?
Yes.
No.
And it's all a blur. I was very angry.
Chico?
Is it a blue car?
I don't have a blue car, no.
I have a blue car. It was a red car then, because you have a lot of money.
I'm colorblind.
Now you're claiming to be colorblind? What is this?
Well, this is about your car. I just want to let you know. Look, I'm not looking for your charity.
I'm not offering charity.
Wait a minute. I'm feeling it now.
It's just not making...
Listen,
it doesn't make actual sense.
I'm feeling it now. Hello?
I'm leaning towards more this is a prank. And you just left a note on my car for some reason. Because, it doesn't add up.
Hello?
What are you doing?
Thinking about your car. Yeah.
What?
It's a nice, you have a nice car.
I have a nice car?
Yeah. I watched you get out your car and walk into the school. Oh, man.
Hold on.
I followed you for a while. When you were with your friend in the car. Oh, yes. Hello? Hello?
What? Hold on.
Tell me about your salami nipples.
What?
You have salami nipples?
I can't understand what you're saying.
Hang on. You have salami nipples? Salami nipples.
Salami nipple?
Nipples,
no.
Yeah. What color are they?
What color are my nipples?
Are they darker than your skin?
Are they darker than my... No, they're not.
They're not darker than the skin around them?
No, my... Why are you asking me this?
So they're like pink kind of nipples?
What? Okay, your number is not registered.
No, it's not.
Who is this?
Because this isn't a cell phone and it's not a landline.
My name is Rick Santorum.
Rick Santorum.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
I see.
Okay.
That means That means mm-hmm. you're gay then.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah,
UK 10.
The only Rick Santorum I know is gay.
Shut up. UK 10, you got anything for him?
I think this guy's a fucking idiot, and it pisses me off that someone at school could possibly have a nicer car than you.
That's right. Milkman?
Where did he get this money from? I think it's a bit suspicious.
Milkman, anything for the gentleman?
It's suspicious that I have money.
It is. Milkman, do you have anything for this gentleman? Milkman.
You think it's suspicious that I have money?
No, you're on
it's
our...
It's obvious that you're a drug dealer. You're definitely a drug dealer.
You're on our internet radio show, sir.
Why would you be against people that are colorblind? I mean, come on.
Yeah, seriously.
He has ADD. I mean, come on. Man. He can't help it.
Yep.
That's not my problem.
Yeah. Anyway,
but
what is your problem if you're going to make fun of him?
Yeah.
I didn't make fun of him. I just said that was a fault. I just said that was false. That I did not make fun of him.
All right. Good point.
Well, you're just by the fact that you're putting him down, you made him feel terrible. I mean, he was just about ready to cry. Couldn't you hear it?
I didn't put him down. I said that was false. Another story.
No, you said your car is shitty. Yeah.
That's not my fault or my problem.
Whatever. Listen.
I think you need to change your attitude.
All I know is that I got apparently a prank note left on my car, and now a random unlisted number has called me.
Well, that's what you get for trying to have a private number. I mean, come on, people find out these things. We know about you guys that are negative and always putting down handicapped people.
I'm putting down handicapped people.
This is the 20th century, you know.
Is that so?
Yeah, where you been for the last century?
Where have I been for the last century? I haven't been alive for a century.
Of course. Now see what I'm talking about? There you go with that negative attitude again.
That's not a negative attitude. That was me stating a fact.
Yeah, you're trying to contradict the conversation and twist it around.
I'm not trying to contradict the conversation.
It's quite obvious. We made a point that you are totally negative and you're against handicapped people.
I'm not against handicapped people. I jerk off to their porn all the time.
Listen, Milkman, all right, listen, the jig is up. All right, listen, you're on our internet radio show, okay? Someone submitted you to be pranked, and here we are, all right?
I figured as much. Something was going on.
Do you know anybody who would do this to make you look humiliated in front of 92 people on the internet radio right now?
I'm not sure. Usually I'm the person that does that, so probably everybody.
Probably. We're on Madhouse Meat Spin Radio. Have you heard of us?
Actually, I have, yeah.
You heard of Madhouse Meat Spin Radio?
No.
Okay. Do you want to check out the website? There's a lot. Maybe the chat room's right on the front of the website. You might be able to see who it is that submitted you. Maybe you know who they are.
Yeah, I'm not going to go to meatspinradio.com, sir.
It's meatspin.com.
I'm not going to meatspin.com.
Oh, you already know about that. No, I guess that didn't work either. Well, this is part of the prank call where I let you go. Thank you.
Wait, I do have one question.
Uh-huh.
I have one question.
Yes.
What is the actual name of your show?
Meat Spin.
Meat Spin.
It's not Meat Spin. Just tell me.
It's Blackout.
What?
Blackout.
Blackout?
Yeah, Blackout's Box.
Blue Waffle.
B-O.
It's Blackout's Box. That's it. I'm Blackout. I'm Blackout.
Doesn't make any sense.
My name is Blackout, and this is KDK.
I thought you said your name was Roy.
No, this is a joke. I'm Blackout. KDK's here with you, and he's my co-host. Yeah. And then Dr. Lego is from the UK.
Hey, how's it going?
He's also known as Jen Stewart.
You guys are mean.
Yep. What?
You guys are mean.
All right. Well, thank you, buddy. Hey, enjoy the new car, all right? But seriously, don't run it low on gas, okay? Just word of warning.
I never do.
Okay, good. See you later.
Please accept our consolation prize, our parting gift of a new car.
Oh, shut up. I hung up on him already. God, he's annoying. He's stupid. He's rich. Super rich kid. Blackouts box. I got bad news. I'm hoping some of you were ripping the... I forgot to start the encoder recording. I caught it in the middle of that show. Of that prank, rather. But the first 58 minutes of the show did not get recorded, apparently. Damn.
It's just been going for 58 minutes.
The show has, right? Yeah, it's 11:17. According to the counter, yeah, it was encoding for 58 minutes and wasn't recording it. I just started it now, but lost it. Now, the video feed is recording, so what I might be able to do is that I'd have to sit and play the video feed and record the audio. It's going to be really bad quality.
Well, I
unless somebody ripped it.
I only meant to call in to check in with you guys and say hi and then go back to work. I didn't realize I'd been here for an hour.
Yeah, well,
shit.
Probably about 40 minutes you've been here with us, yeah, at this point. Yep. Well, you know, I don't want to keep you. You got to, when's your thesis is due tomorrow and shit?
Tomorrow morning, yeah.
And you got to give a presentation?
No, just hand it in. But I've got to get it I have to get it bound first.
Oh, well, dude, you should go take care of that, man. Don't get in trouble. That's important.
Yeah, I will.
All right,
it's
man.
My last ever piece of academic work for the rest of my life.
Well, what's your are you a major? What's your major or whatever? Was it rocket science?
Yeah, basically. No.
Well, what is it? What is it?
And I'm minoring in brain surgery.
Okay. All right. What are you, the hospitality, the hotel stuff? Is that what you're majoring in?
That's just to pay for my my fascinating facts degree.
And what's the picture? The big picture you had there? You were talking about is that that's a sheik, or something? Was that
what?
You in the chat room? No, that wasn't you, was it? Never mind.
It's doing me.
I don't know.
Anyway,
confused you with somebody else.
I'm gonna get back to work. Anyway, have a great show.
All right, happy holidays. See you, Ted. Bye.
Holy shit! There's a lot of people on the phone.
What?
Oh, okay. No. Oh. There were like 8 numbers that came up when I first connected. It must be all the numbers that you've called previously or something?
Yes, that's right. And we get rid of one Ted and bring on another. Ted Webb is here now. Hey, Ted Webb, how you doing?
Hey,
Modern Charm.
Hey, hello.
Maybe you'll have better luck with the Indians because they're just asking me, how do you spell it when I say banchot? And I tell them, and like, no, we don't have this on menu. And they hang up. That's it. That's all I can get out of them. Yeah. Milkman's here also. Is a good friend of yours. Milkman, you guys go back to the days in the Brill building?
Yep. When I hit him upside the head with that old fucking record.
Yep. Remember that Milkman knocked you out clear out for a week.
He was trying to give me the Hucklebuck.
Behind the boards there. All right. Let's quit talking about that guy. I'm upset at him.
So I have a short announcement to make.
Oh, an announcement. Go ahead.
BluePlanetHosting.us is no more. It is now BluePlanetPrankRadio.com.
Yay! Yeah!
Big upgrade!
Yeah.
And I have a new graphic on there that I paid some Indian guy to make. So, yeah.
You told me. Yeah, it seems like a good deal. I might do that for Madhouse because Tuck gets all upset if you ask him. No, he doesn't get upset. He's a busy guy. But, I don't know. I don't want to make a banner for the top, but I want to make a banner for promoting the show, you know, to put in forums and stuff like that. So, well, cool. Yeah. So what is it again? Blue Planet Prank?
Prank Radio.
Blue Planet Prank Radio. Okay.
It just flows off the tongue.
You didn't think maybe Blue Pranks? Was that available?
I don't know. No, I don't know.
I'm just saying. But,
it could have an alias, you know.
Yeah.
It could make multiple domain names that go to the same damn place.
Oh, yeah, I know. Hello. Ooh, you could make 98.6 mouth go there.
98.6. The mouth.
The mouth. Crunchy guitar at the end of that. All right, let's continue on here. Where's the mouth at?
98.6.
The mouth.
Huh? Sorry.
Stop that name. I mean, it sounds really official.
The Mouth? I took out 6themouth.com and I had 98 as a subdomain. So it was 98.6themouth that you could go to. And I just let it lapse. I got over it. Lasted for about 3 years, though. You're going to 98.6themouth.com. Hey, let's do some prank calls. All right.
Yes.
Did you want to call Indians? I got the Bombay Banquet Hall. We haven't called them yet.
Yeah. You tour.
All right, here we go. Did you get to hear those Jim Stewart pranks? He said he was going to put more out, but he didn't yet.
Oh, no. I went to the YouTube site, but then I forgot to download them.
Aw, man.
I'll probably rip them to MP3 tonight.
Okay, good. And sell them. I'm not giving the money.
Bombay Restaurant Banquet, can I help you?
Hey, hala hala sut marani fa kutar vaicha sut marani va gandu sala.
Sorry, I had to laugh.
I don't know, he's just like, what the fuck? Okay.
Oh. Ow. Ah. All right.
Wait, I speak modem.
There was an old Saturday Night Live bit with Bill Gates where he started speaking modem. I remember that. That was a while ago. He started going, ear.
Bombay Restaurant Banquet, can I help you?
Hello, Chur. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you, sir?
I'd like to place an order, please. Can I make an order for takeaway?
Yes. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Yes, what do you like?
Do you make pilau rice?
Yes, we do.
Do you make tikka masala?
Excuse me?
The tikka masala?
No, we don't make that.
Why don't you make it?
Hang up.
Hang up.
Third time's a charm.
Hang up.
He's not very interactive.
Nah, he's going. Yeah. I'll Google voice.
Fun Indian people. I know some Indian restaurants we can call.
Okay. Send him in. Send him in, why don't you? In the meantime, let me call him from the Google Voice. Maybe he'll pick up on a different number coming in. He's got to, right? I mean, they got to take orders, right? They got to take
That's
orders.
True. Yeah, they got to keep the business going.
Yeah, man. Shit.
Ooh, tandoori oven.
Ooh. I like ovens.
You gotta get, like, the places that are hole-in-the-wall, because the fancy places are not actually, don't actually have people, don't have Indian people answering the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll get Mexicans and stuff answering.
How do you tie in the Google Voice with the Skype?
I'm doing it through Gmail. It's a whole thing.
He's just not going to answer the phone anymore.
Oh, he's got to.
Call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Huh.
Wow. We'll give him a little bit. Anyway.
Will it let me call numbers?
I think you can, it'll tell me, it'll ask me if I want to add it to the call, which, yeah, go ahead. If you do that, it should prompt me. It should say, well, do you want to add this to the call? Charges may apply.
How'd I hate the Skype interface? How the frick do I? Oh,
yeah. There we go. Add call.
Add to call.
Add to call. Should
add
pop.
This number.
Yeah.
Add to call.
There we go. Got it.
Jewel of India?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Very good. Yourself?
I am good. I want some Indian food tonight, my friend.
Hold on a second, sir. Hello. How are you?
Yeah?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
I'd like to make an order.
Sure, sir. Would you like to have?
I'd like one chicken tikka masala.
One chicken tikka masala.
One paneer tikka masala.
I don't have paneer tikka masala. I have a shahi paneer, palak paneer, and matar paneer, sir.
Why don't you have it, you kuttaroi?
Because it's... Maybe I don't know how to make it, that's why.
Okay, let's try something else.
Sure.
How about the pila rice?
Yes, I do.
Well, very good, sure. I'll take the pila rice.
Okay. What else?
Do you have the salagandu utta?
Excuse me?
Do you have naan bread?
Yes, I have naan.
Okay, I'll take regular naan.
Okay.
And my friend is on, he wants to add to the order.
Okay.
Yo, Steve, you want to get some of your food on?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I wanted to order here.
Yes, sir. Would you like that?
Yes. Let's see. Do you have papadums?
Yes, I do.
All right. Two orders of papadums.
Mm-hmm.
One sister.
One what?
Sister.
Sister?
Yes, sister, you know. And banchud.
Hey, Steve, does he have any sister?
Do you have a sister?
One second. Let me put the recording. Hold on.
Yeah, fuck.
One second. Hold on.
We're recording.
Okay, now you talk.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Salakutarvicha Dursut Maranipa.
Yes, hello.
What is that sound?
You put us in a casino? 1 minute. I put you in the recording.
Hold on a minute. Let me put the recording.
I'm going to put you in the recording. They have a collection of recordings of people who call them for dirty things.
He's like, what?
Okay. Right.
Tried to mix in the curse words in between legitimate things. Yeah.
What's this churu? When you say churu, what's that? Is that fucker?
Kinda. Like,
you fuck?
Wish I knew the real meaning. We don't know the real meaning of half of these words.
I know. And it's a big insult to call them an owl.
I'm like writing them out phonetically.
Hello.
Yes, hello. I'd like to make an order.
Order what?
For food.
Food?
Yeah.
You got the wrong number.
Well, who's this?
That's all right. Who is this?
Your mom.
Who?
Do you have a sister I can fuck?
Hey, dog.
Hello.
Well, if I catch up with you, I'm going to fuck you up.
Is that so? I'm really...
Hey, you sound tired, dog.
Oh, wait. Why don't
you come up in here and get the rest of these nuts?
Oh, this is the guy that has the drugs, right? That's what I was calling about. Hey, man, is this snowing? Hello? You left. I copied a different number I was supposed to prank call. It says someone sent in a number for...
Well, that's a good idea, actually, to call just, like, somebody's house and pretend like you're placing an order. That pisses people the fuck off.
The best is when you do wake-up calls. He says, this is your 5 a.m. wake-up call. Oh, fuck, 5 a.m. wake-up call. And we do it all the time, you know, but anyway. Yeah, that's that. Someone sent a number. It just says Chicago drug dealer, and I meant to dial it. I copy pasted the wrong number. Oops.
You call him back later.
I'll call him
he
back.
Sounds
now.
Like he sounds like somebody.
You're asking if it's no one.
I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm gonna tell him I'm from the rough streets of Evanston, man.
Evanston.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
It's like a real posh neighborhood along the water.
Oh man, hang on, let's not let the drug dealer's phone number get out of here. Still trying to get a hold of the angry Asiatic. He does not want to answer today.
Oh, that those guys.
Yeah, he is not answering tonight. Let me try.
Maybe they're making bean pie.
Maybe they're playing with that John Holmes dildo that they threatened Milkman with.
What did they keep calling me when I was on?
Yeah, what's up? Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
What's up?
Hey, man. Listen, I just had a quick question. Who are you going to vote for? Or can you vote? Or are you a felon and you can't vote, right?
I'm on a what?
Are you a felon and you can't vote? Or were you planning on voting?
The felons can vote now.
Where? Oh, you can vote in your state? Okay, that's cool.
No, and my felony is about 20 years old.
So it lapsed.
I can vote.
You can
oh,
vote.
That's when you punch that dude in his face, right?
No, that's another one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, you a hardened criminal, dog.
Yeah, man.
Reels.
Who's that? Is that the mulatto back on the back?
It's home? Me. It's your favorite person, the mulatto.
The mulatto bisexual, homosexual, you said. Yeah.
The mulatto who gets fucked in the ass with the John Holmes dildo, according to you.
You like it like that, don't you?
I do, and I want you to come over and do it for me.
Oh,
can we
my
hook,
goodness.
Can we hook that up?
Yeah, we're going to hook that up.
All right. Awesome. So, hey, did you hear about Newt Gingrich at all? Any ideas, any thoughts about that?
Any what?
Newt Gingrich, you know who that is?
Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich, you know, he's running for president.
I haven't been, the only one I know is that one.
How can you not know who Newt Gingrich is?
I don't know who that is.
Which one do you know about? Rick Perry? Ron Paul?
Yeah, him.
Ron Paul?
I know that, I know that, what's the guy name? He was on his show. Ron Paul, what's his name?
Alex Jones?
No, the homosexual dude. He funny as ever, though.
Homosexual.
He had him in a hotel room and was standing in the corner with some
Bruno, yeah.
Bruno
Vega?
Yeah.
Bruno had
Bruno
him.
Is real.
Man, that was fucked up. You saw how fucked that Ron Paul was scared of him, man. Did you ever see that? He looked like a dog cowering in the corner in the hotel room.
Man, that dude is real.
Yeah.
As real as they come. I bet he ain't got a prejudice bone in his body.
Yeah. Who? Ron Paul doesn't have a prejudice bone in his body?
No, Bruno.
Oh, Bruno.
Bruno who?
Yeah, Bruno the, you know, Ollie G, Bruno Borat. That guy. What's his name? Sacha.
Is funny as shit.
Sacha Baron Cohen. That guy, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was in the corner. He stripped down to it. Listen, you got to be a big motherfucker to get a motherfucking senator
congressman.
In a hotel room.
Congressman.
With a camera.
Yeah.
And took his clothes off. He took his clothes off with a thong on and was gyrating in the corner.
Yeah. And then Rob Paul's like, oh, that guy's fruitier than a fucking... He says something like that. It's like, he's fruitier than a fucking nutball. Yeah. All right, well, Mr. Angry Asiatic, we're just checking in with you, you know. We don't want to bother you too much. You drug on last week for way too long, so...
No, I'll have to be some brandy right now.
Oh, brandy? Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Kvassier? What are you drinking?
Some brandy Chastain.
What?
You drinking some Kvassier or what are you drinking?
Some
Ripple.
Oh, okay. Ripple.
That's
good. That's good. You have a lot of fans. You made a lot of people laugh this week on the radio show. We appreciate it, man. We'll check in
man,
with
you. Man, you ain't got no radio show, man.
Yeah, we do.
Why can't we look it up then?
Meatspin.com.
Man, that was some gay shit.
That's the show. That's the show right there. That's how it starts off.
That's what it's all about.
That's
man.
What it's all about.
I'm sorry, it's closed.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Yesterday, please lay
Anyway, all right, brother man, we'll talk to you later. Take care.
Assalamu alaikum.
All right, asshole, I'm going to call y'all back in a minute. All
right. Okay. All right, good luck with that. Bye.
Bye, fucker.
He can't, oh, asshole. He can't call. He's not going to call back the right number unless he's got the other number.
He's still on.
No, hung up on him.
No, it's there.
No. It's hung up.
Now it's gone.
No,
I hear him.
That's Milkman. Milkman's over there talking to a customer. Milkman.
Oh, my God, I can't tell the difference between Milkman and
Oh, Milkman. I've had people tell me that before. Like, I thought Milkman was black the whole time. I've had people tell me they thought he was black for years. Yeah. Listen to the show.
They want to close early.
Milkman!
What are you talking about?
Right. Yeah.
Sounds like you're talking to a hooker.
Right.
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 Oh, that's not good.
Right. Right.
Is the price right?
What kind of restaurant is it?
JF, yeah, he's Jag. No, he's not. Milkman! Milkman!
The hell, what did I add? I just...
Was it like the... All fondue.
Oh, my God. I hung up on him. Who'd you add? Oh, God.
Mail 5711.
Hi, I'd like to make an order.
Yes, which one?
I want 2 large pizzas, 1 Mountain Dew, 2 liter, wings, cheese sticks, breadstick, Italian salads.
That's good.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Do you have any coupons?
Yes, always.
Well, what coupons do you have?
Any coupon. Any coupon for you.
Does the coupon give me your sister for free?
Take the phone out, okay. Hello?
Hi, I'd like to make an order, please. The other guy took my order, but he went away.
Which one?
I want to make an order for a pizza.
I know, make an order, buddy.
What?
Pizza, get the data.
Was it a 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Do they know you or something? Because like,
no, it's some random 7-Eleven.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, man. Very good, very good.
I'm going to try him. That's right. That's what Milkman's saying. That's right.
He's conducting business in the background, man. He's got...
I'm telling you. He's hustling.
Hustling ain't easy.
Yeah, Milkman's asked me not to post this picture
anywhere.
Please
enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
I can't do that.
Ken in the chat room says a piece of ass. Exactly what it sounded.
Big slice of ass. Milkman.
Yes.
Hey, man, I had to let you go because you were working on a piece of ass.
Yep.
Well, you all right? What's okay. going on?
I got a customer, so I'm going to go on hold.
Hey, I'm going to put your picture on the website real quick, all right?
Okay.
All right, thanks. You're going to do it. He said yes. Okay. All right. Cool. We'll show Milkman everybody here real quick. Let's not tell him. We're muted, so he can't interrupt us. All right, everybody. Anyway, let's get some more numbers here. Oh, you know what? Nunu sent the numbers, and we got requests of pranks I'm supposed to get to. I'm going to try to get to these here early. Someone says, tell him you were the guy stalking him last night in the 83 Chevy truck. Oh, boy.
That sounds specific.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure. I guess I will.
I want to talk to a Chicago drug dealer again.
All right. Let me do this one first, and we'll do it. You got it, man. Blue Planet Prank Radio. Is that it? Did I get it right?
Yeah.
No answer there. I think he's on the phone. We'll have to call the stalker Chevy truck guy back. In the meantime, let's call Chicago drug dealer. Yay.
Yay.
That angry black guy wasn't too angry today. He was talking about Bruno.
Oh, he was working on some food. I don't know.
Did you know what he was talking about? He said that, and that's true. Like in that Bruno movie, he was interviewing Ron Paul in a hotel room, and they made the light explode, and they had to go to another room, and they had hidden cameras, and Bruno started taking his pants off and dancing and gyrating. And Ron Paul looked so scared. Ron Paul was like, oh. And he ran out. He was like, fuck, this is not enough.
I didn't see it.
So. Yeah. I felt bad. It was a bad movie, though. It was nowhere near as good as Borat. But apparently there's a new one coming out, though. Sacha Baron Cohen's doing a new one. Forgot what it is exactly.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing. Yeah, the drug dealer.
Is that the drug dealer?
Yeah, the drug dealer isn't answering. Nope. Yeah. Habazoid, listening since the old days, and his show has never been better. The angry Asiatic black guys are the best. So glad you're still making show spaces, Zach. Thank you, Zach. Appreciate it,
show
man.
Show spaces.
Thanks for listening for so long. We appreciate our show spaces. These guys, they don't miss a beat, man. The Madhouse listeners, I love them all, man. They don't miss a beat. They'll come up with references and just crack my ass up. Shit, I don't even remember. I'll read the chat room. Sometimes after the show's over, I can't catch the stuff, but I'll go through it, and I'll just see the craziest, wackiest shit they're putting in there. Oh, boy. Venison said he's checking in from a Windows 98 SE machine.
You
wow.
Would not blame to the future. There,
what's that, Milkman?
You would not blame me if you just seen the two lovely ladies I just had in the car.
What?
He was working on
you
some ladies.
You were working on
I'm
some
ladies. Man, these Brazilian girls are my favorite.
Oh,
my
God. Dude,
they have Brazilian.
Dude, let me tell you. I was with a Brazilian girl once, and the girl... I'm not... I'm not sure Athena's not listening. This girl would put ice up inside of her. And then oh my God, she would put ice up inside, you know, the vag, you know, and then we would fuck. I swear to God, it was
fucking
amazing.
I don't think it would last in any of these girls. They would probably have been folded off like steam, man. Because I mean, these girls are smoking hot.
Yeah, dude. You put like ice, like crushed ice, like I don't know, it was like small ice cubes. That she would, yeah, they weren't like huge. She wasn't stretched out or nothing. I mean, but she would, it was just weird. It was a very intense sensation. I don't know. I recommend that. Any ladies out there, if you want to get your men excited, put some ice up in there. Dad, there you go. You got something to do for the weekend.
Yeah, apparently.
Apparently. That girl was a freak. Oh my God, she's a freak.
Hey, you know what? If you put my picture on there, you're going to have to put her picture on there, too.
All right, cool. Well, I didn't put your picture up. They're asking for it. Some people were asking if you were black. They thought you were black. I never thought
you were black. All you got to do is look at my Facebook site. I got my picture on my Facebook account.
That is not your picture.
Yeah, of course it is, man. I'm a black Amish farmer.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Milkman.
Well, the black and Amish, does that happen?
How does that happen? I don't think there are any blacks.
You get a black Amish person.
No offense. Maybe by force or something. I don't know, man. That might happen. I mean, that's horrible to think about, but... Poor Amish. Yeah. Anyway, I found pictures of Dr. Lego. Look at that. I got a picture of Reclude. I know how to picture Reclude. Look at that. Yeah, Reclude. Look at that. I should put that up.
Do you have a picture of Reclude?
Yeah, he sent me a picture once and I never posted. I got a picture of Reclude. I got a picture of Dr. Lego on here. I got the Dead's picture. I don't have Ted's picture.
I think I've seen a picture of Reclude and Star, like the old girl.
Yeah, Starlight. Yeah, she had the red hair. She had a kind of goofy nose. Yeah, but she was
they
pretty.
They were like doing the Chemical Romance thing back. I think when I seen the picture.
Here I found a picture of you, Milkman. You think I can put it up? It's a picture of you and me, Kay, together. Am I allowed to put that up?
Yeah, put up the Facebook picture I got, man. You can put up my Facebook picture, dude.
All right, you got it, man. All right, here we go. Let's put a picture of Milkman up on the video feed, everyone. I hope you're excited. Get ready.
Very excited.
Get ready to see Milkman. Well, Milkman, you got on video once too, I remember. Briefly, like for a little while, you were on the video feed once. But it was so bad quality that I told you to knock it off.
Yeah, that was back on the satellite link up days there, man.
There's Milkman, everybody, and his cat, Meekeg. Milkman, you look like a retarded Samoan.
He does look black.
He does not look black. That's his, that's the cat, Ted.
That's what I meant.
The cat.
Me,
the cat. That's Milkman. Look at Milkman. So cute. Alright.
What's with the red curtains around the picture?
Oh, I just felt like putting curtains up tonight, Ted. What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I was wondering if it was part of his picture.
That poor cat looks so scared. Look at it. He's like, oh, please. His other...
Help me.
His other thumb's up my ass. Oh, poor Mike. That's a weird cat. Let me show you another picture of Mike the cat. That'll scare you. No offense, Milkman, but Mike was a weird-looking cat, dude.
Mike was the best kitty, man.
Oh, here's Reclude. I put a picture up of Reclude real quick. That's Reclude right there. You guys never saw him. There's Reclude for y'all. If y'all even remember who Reclude is. There he is.
That is how I imagined him.
Is it? He's lost a lot of weight.
Have you talked to Reclude in the last year?
I haven't talked to him like in about 2 years.
Yeah, man. The last time I talked to him, he was coming to L.A. And then I told him what's hooked up, and I never did hear from the guy.
No? Oh, shit. Well, I can't tell you, man. I can't do nothing for you, man. Oh, no. Here's another pic of Milkman. Milkman showing off his long hair in the middle in this picture. That's very weird.
Well, I only got one picture on my Facebook, man.
What?
There's only one picture on my Facebook, man. I don't know what pictures you're putting up. There's only one of me on my Facebook, dude.
I found another picture of you. These are pictures that you've sent me, like, a long time ago.
Oh, no, man. You got the picture from my Facebook, man.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's the only one that there is. Man.
You look really handsome in this. I think
you're
this
coming up with their bullshit, man. I don't know what you're putting up. I can't see it, but it's definitely not me.
I don't know. Maybe this isn't Milkman, then. All right. Anyway, let's continue. We took a little break there. We're going to do some more prank calls. You guys wanted to see him. There you go. Let's get Big Ken on the line here for a little bit.
If you want to show them my real picture, take my Facebook account, and then you can show them my real picture, man.
All right, I'll work on that, Milkman. Then I'd have to go and save it. It's a lot of work, you know? A lot of work for me to do right now.
Well, if you're going to go to all that, man, you got to make sure that you give them the real picture.
All right, guys, we got Nicholas Restaurant Lebanese Food. I ate there earlier, and the manager was yelling at the waitress. The manager's name is Zaid, I think. Or Zaid. Zaid sounds like a man's name. I don't know. But whatever. We'll do it. Big Ken, how you doing, Big Ken?
Good. How's it going?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for asking, buddy. Yep.
I don't know. Milkman's picture there got me kind of erect. I'm trying to calm myself down.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
hello,
man.
Carajo.
Carajo. Hello, carajo. What?
Carajo. I know my Skype crashed.
It said it was a problem, and I stopped it. Mm. I don't know.
Is that a problem?
Nicholas on Broadway.
Yes. Hi. I was there earlier, and the manager was being mean. Can I speak to him, please?
You said you were here earlier, and you...
The manager was rude and nasty.
Really?
I want to talk to him. I have words.
Him? Well, the manager is actually a lady.
Well, that's what I want to talk about.
Oh, okay, one sec.
Yeah. Use your words.
Nicolas Amro, how can I help you?
This is Zaid, Ziaid.
I'm sorry?
Who's Zaid? Ziaid.
Zaid. The owner's beer is not here.
Well, Zaid was yelling at the waitress.
I'm sorry?
The Zaid, I was there eating, and Zaid was yelling at the waitress.
Oh, Siad was yelling at the waitress?
Yeah, and I don't want to be going there and have my family seeing this man yelling at the waitress.
All right, yeah.
And listen.
Well, I think...
Huh?
Mijo, I don't want to go there anymore if he's going to yell at you.
And here's what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
And listen what else happened, and he took the waitress to the bathroom.
Okay, yeah, I will talk to him and let him know what you guys said.
Listen, Zaid went into the bathroom with the waitress. They went in there, and he was hitting her.
Okay, yeah, I will.
And listen, I went into the bathroom, and I looked, and he pulled down the waitress's bare bottom. He pulled down the pants, and he had her bare bottom.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I mean, I will talk to the owner.
And then he was spanking her hard on the bare buttocks.
And he tied her hands together with his necktie.
Yes. All right. So listen, this isn't going anywhere. So if when I eat the food there, how long until I have to go to the bathroom and take a shit in the toilet?
Mijo, I told you not to ask those questions.
I don't know. I was going nowhere fast.
Like how she was all nonchalant when you told her that she was bare bottom. She's like, oh, really?
No.
Really?
No kidding. Really?
She acted like that was like an everyday occurrence around there.
Oh, yeah, it's normal. That was Dirty Aaron sending in that number. Thank you. Dirty Aaron eating Lebanese food. How nasty of you. Mm-hmm. London Craigslist. Football tickets. Chelsea versus Bolton. Hey. All right. What's football?
Huh? What's football?
In England. Soccer. Let's do it.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
I'm going to watch a man sport.
What, where they use their hands?
Pig skin.
All right, that call's failing. I'm trying to call the UK. Got to fix the country code, I guess. Oh boy!
Here's a magic message.
Getting tired. Got about an hour left of show if I make it.
Uh-oh! Someone put something in milk in a photo bucket.
A photo bucket.
Yeah, someone took a screen cap, I think. Yeah, they took a screen cap of the live stream. Now we have a photo of it. And like in the...
Hey, I just sent you a G-Talk, man. Did you get it?
Yes, I got it.
On the ticker on the bottom of the picture, it says, over crude sex prank on drunk.
Okay, thank you, Ted, for contributing. Quiet, please. Thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you have football tickets?
Sorry?
You have football tickets?
Yeah.
Is that yes, or what are you doing?
Can I call you when I...
What? Excuse me, do you have football tickets? Please respond. Hello? Football tickets. Oh, he's gone. Never mind. That was a penguin.
Hey, not to get off topic, Carlito, but did you hear the new news about that captain that crashed that ship? About how he actually claims that he got off the ship?
I heard the Italian Coast Guard had to force him back on or something.
He claims that he was helping lower a lifeboat and he tripped and fell into the lifeboat. That's why he was off the ship.
Oh, what an asshole. What a dick, that guy.
Echile. UK number.
Robbie, can't take your call right now.
Just leave your message after the tone.
Jeez, a lot of things going on.
Yeah,
there.
What the captain says, they were lowering the lifeboat. It got stuck. He's like, and then all of a sudden, you know, it came free. He's like, and I tripped and fell in the lifeboat. He's like, I couldn't get back on. Nothing I could do.
Yeah, right. Okay, sure.
It's like, are you fucking drunk making up these excuses on why you're off the boat?
Well, people say they saw him drinking, too, and shit. I don't know. At the bar. The ship bar. Before it all happened. And during it. Oh, no, you're just a brick in the wall, oh, bitch.
Mm.
Continuing on, moving right along here. Let's look at some more Request of Pranks. Don't worry, Milkman, you're okay, bro. It's okay. Fear not.
I'm going to have to send a number in to you. I got a friend who just quit his job because there's a bunch of dickheads there. I got some names and I got a number.
More football tickets here. Arsenal versus Manchester United. So I guess we're calling them at, what, 5 in the morning for football soccer tickets? Brilliant. So you're sending in a number you said, Ken? I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, I got to go to my Facebook and find it.
Oh, you have a Facebook?
This is the Vodafone voicemail service for 079.
Shut up. And continuing on, Ted, what did you add here? What's this number? 51 something. What's this? Ted?
Oh, it's 711.
Yes. I love it. I love it.
Raj and Paul, get to work and stock my red velvet cupcakes. God bless America.
Uh-huh.
So I know the name. Hello? Hello?
Can you add it again? I don't know what happened. It, like, disappeared.
Oh, shit.
Now Ted's gone.
Saying hello to me or the call?
I don't know. Who was saying hello to the call? Not you. You can only say hi to you. We lost Ted.
Hey, guess what? I finished my thesis.
Yeah, you bounded it.
No, I just finished writing it. I'm going to bind it tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay.
Take it in, hand it in.
Hello? I lost everybody. Oh, shit. What the hell? That's weird. I got to recreate the thing. The conference. Hello?
Man, what the hell?
I don't know. Everything dropped. Give me a second. I lost everybody all of a sudden. Actually, hang on. Let me play some music. Let me fix this up. Hang on. Don't go anywhere.
Holy Jeebus, what happened?
Jeebus.
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
Can't believe people write reviews at 7-Elevens.
March.
I don't know what happened there, Milkman. We got everybody back, though.
No, just dropped off, man. It wasn't on my end.
Yeah, it was Ted's off, and then, yeah, it was Milkman's fault the whole time.
It was all my fault, dude. I'm sorry, man. My Skype just went out, man.
You don't have Skype.
Yeah.
You wish you had Skype.
Son of a bitch.
All right.
Trying to
my
work
Skype just went out.
So, Ted, add the number again. Add the 7-Eleven. Let's do it. There we go.
Apparently, there's someone named Raj who works there.
This is a different one, then?
Haji. Abdullah.
Oh, shit. Where did the 510 come
from? I don't know.
Oh, no.
That's East Bay Area code.
408.
711.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you my friend? I want to make an order.
I'm sorry?
I'd like to order a large pizza to go.
No.
Yes, one large pizza.
You order a pizza?
Yeah, one large pizza. One large.
No, sorry, man.
One large pizza and buffalo wings.
Hello?
Yeah, I'd like to make an order.
No, what?
But for one pizza with breadsticks and Mountain
Dew?
No,
man, this is 7-Eleven, dude.
What?
It's a 7-Eleven. It's a store 7-Eleven right here.
$7.11? Okay, I'll come pick it up.
Hey!
Yes?
It's 7-Eleven store over here.
It's going to be ready at 7...
Make up your mind. 7 or 7 minutes?
Yes.
Is it ranch or French? French or ranch?
The guy got angry.
Ranch or French? Oh, that's good.
Man, I like how they hand the phone off to each other. Like,
why
one of them
they...
is going to know how to figure out what's
going
on.
I want some of them French fried potatoes.
Why do they do that? Why they just wait a minute? They give it to someone else.
I want to order pizza here.
Yeah. They give it to the one that speaks a little more English. I guess that's what the meaning, the thinking is.
I just can't deal with this shit today. Here, you take the phone.
Yeah, someone's asking for a pizza order. Well, it's bullshit. They do have pizzas there, man.
Yeah, they have Red Baron in the freezer.
They don't. No, they've got 7-Eleven has these pizzas that are ready like in 5 minutes.
Really?
Whole pizzas, yeah. You can get them there. Yeah, they're frozen, but they have a special oven that makes them from frozen to like fresh and really fat. And they're not that bad. They're like a step better than a frozen pizza. They're like a big frozen pizza, I would say.
Hmm. Is it DiGiorno?
You should call him back and tell him that somebody pissed at the
slurpee. Goodbye.
That's Tombstone.
Hello?
I heard someone say hello, goodbye. What?
Goodbye.
What?
The fuck was that?
I don't know. I'm doing it on Google Voice and saying, hey, goodbye. Let me see.
Goodbye.
This goodbye.
What the hell?
I don't know.
Somebody's dicking with you, man. No answer.
No. That's me. I'm trying to dial the number and it's not going through. Ted, try your number again here. Did you have a different one, a 510 one you wanted to do?
I can't remember where. Wait. I think I do. It's up here.
510
G-Spang. I love Google Maps for the purpose of prank calling.
It makes it really convenient. And back in the day, you could actually call places right from Google Maps, but they took that away because it was being abused. But you could sit there and, like, hit dial.
Didn't we, like, use Google Maps to call a McDonald's in, like, Iraq or something once?
I think so.
I remember doing that.
We might have, yeah. Yeah.
My history is gone.
It was a Burger King in Dubai, I think, or something like that. Where we asked if they had a license for pork license. As a joke, and they actually do have licenses to sell pork. But the guy said, no pork license. And you said, that sounds like a porno, license to pork. And we started laughing. No pork license.
Hello?
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, good.
Do you have pizza?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Do you have pizzas there? Hey!
Don't do it.
What's he doing?
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, I'm going to...
What is wrong? What's happening?
Thank you.
Hey, don't serve the other customers when you have a customer on the phone. It's very rude.
Hold on. Okay, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for you.
Huh?
Is your name Raj?
No, I think you call the wrong number.
No, what is your name?
Where you call from?
I'm calling from the Pink Poodle.
What is that? Hold on, I have a customer here.
No, wait.
You're over 18? 108.
What? Hey! You're being rude. Hello.
You know, I work by myself. I have long line here.
Okay, well, I'm calling from the Pink Poodle. I'm a male stripper. And,
Can you hold, please?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
I could say anything, and he's just not listening to me.
Yeah, hold. Wait a minute.
Hello?
Hello, Kutaravecha.
Hello?
Are you Indian?
Not.
What are you?
Okay. Where you come from?
I'm calling from...
You don't need to know about me. What
yes,
country?
I do. What country are you from?
You don't need to know about that.
Okay. I'm calling from the Pink Poodle.
I don't know. What's that company? What is that? I don't know. What is that?
It's a strip club.
I don't know. What's that? If you want to talk with my manager or something like that, you can call back tomorrow morning.
No, I'm calling from the strip...
I'm working here. I don't know about that.
I'm calling from the strip club. You forgot your underwear here.
What are you talking about?
You left your underwear here.
You know, pick a 7-Eleven store.
Yeah, and you went to a strip club and you dropped your pants.
I don't go anywhere there. I don't know what is that. I'm not
from here. You don't know what a strip
club
is. Have you ever...
Are you saying you don't go anywhere else?
I'm not from Hayward.
You're not from
Hayward.
You don't come here to work.
Where do you come from, then?
You don't need to know about that.
Yeah, I do. I'm an inquiring citizen. I have the right to know.
No. Let me find out your phone number, and I let someone...
Okay, well, the reason why I'm calling is you went to a strip club and got a stripper pregnant.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you're the father of Candy at the Pink Poodle in San Jose.
Oh, no. You got wrong number.
That's what
you
they all
wrong
say.
Number, wrong person.
Deadbeat.
Newport. I'm not lit on San Jose. Okay?
You don't have to live somewhere to have sex with a stripper.
Okay, you didn't know my name? How you know about that?
Because I found your phone number written on the backside of one of our strippers.
Is that the owner or main manager? I'm working here. I don't know about that. Okay?
Did you write your phone number on the buttocks of a stripper?
Nope, I don't.
No?
Uh-oh. You know,
oh, now you remember.
Here,
now you remember.
And you call here, you don't know...
You said,
who I am, and you talking about that.
I don't know, I'm just, you know.
Huh? Might be the owner here or some 7-Eleven corporation do about that. I don't know, I work in here.
Hold on,
okay?
The bouncer here wants to talk to you. So, Tyrone, do you talk to this man? Tyrone?
Oh, you call here to bother me?
Hello? Yes.
Yeah, I'm. You know, you're 7-Eleven. I work by myself.
Hey, pal.
My customer, okay?
Hey, pal. Hey, partner. Listen, I'm the bouncer here. You left your stuff, your trash here, in the strip club.
No, I don't. I not qualified to do anything in 7-Eleven.
Are you qualified to?
Only the owner does that.
What's the matter? You don't like women?
No, I don't.
You don't like women? You're gay?
Excuse me.
You have AIDS. You're
a
man.
You don't bother me, okay?
Listen, what's the matter? You don't like.
I transferred your phone to the
police department right now.
Shut up, you stupid. You kiss boys or girls? What's the problem here? I thought you were gonna do Bubba Johnson. I was confused.
Should have told him you're gonna take him to the Maury Show. We're gonna have a DNA test done to prove it.
Yeah.
I don't think he would have understood.
No, probably not. He's kind of...
I think he's going to pay for the Dr. Phil show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paternity test.
Big Maven's there. Milkman, you might be happy about that.
Yeah, that's my girl, Maven. All right, baby.
Yay.
It is.
Yay. Yeah, do that, Maven. Hurry.
I love Maven. She's my gal.
She's your bikini friend. Yeah. They went on a bikini date.
Guys, you only wish she was your girlfriend.
Wow. Okay, good. Gangrene's checking in. Gangrene, I wanted to ask Gangrene if he's still listening.
Gangrene, man. Where have that guy? Where's he been?
He's around. He checks in every once in a while. I wanted to ask Gangrene. I wanted to ask Gangrene, dude. You used to be pretty, like, you used to communicate with Madman, who used to run the IRC chat we used to have before this one that we're in now. I was just curious, whatever happened to him? Because, like, LazyNet's gone. I can't find lazy-net.de. It's completely out. And all the phone numbers I had for Madman are, like, disconnected. Madman used to come over and hang out at my place. He'd come visit, like, twice a year to Florida, and he'd stay with me and Athena for a few days at a time. We'd hang out and go out and stuff.
He came down there a couple times, I think.
Yeah, he did. He did a show a few times. He did the show with the mouth. Remember, he did that. Mm-hmm. He was there for that. Yeah. But, yeah. He's missing. He's been missing for a few years. Just wonder.
So what's Gangrene saying? He got any information or what?
Well, I just put it out there. I don't know, man. We'll see.
Oh, okay. Well, we'd like to hear from you, Gangrene.
Yeah, Gangrene, let us know, man. Come on, man. Yeah, man. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, what happened to Jason? I was just thinking about that earlier.
Who?
Jason was his name. Jason. Dude with the glasses, man, like always talk about his own show and stuff.
Jason Heckathorn.
Hmm? What? Jason Heckathorn?
What's his name, Jason?
I don't know. Jason used to talk about his own show.
Dude always used to call in, man. The country guy, man. Drove the bus.
Jonathan, I'm sorry. No, it's okay.
I've been trying to think of you all, like, week, and I was going to bring it up on the show. Whatever happened to Jonathan, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. He was on recently. Let's see. Let's call Jonathan.
Man, I haven't heard from him in years, man.
Let me call him.
I think since we got that time, whenever the cops took the computers and shit, the last time I think I heard from him.
No,
I
know.
Jonathan Charles, I'm sorry that you missed me, but if you leave your name and number, I'll go ahead and return your call when I return. Thank you.
Hey, Cheese Boy, it's Carlito. We're doing a show with Milkman. He was just asking about you. Give me a call back if you're around. See you, man.
Cheese Whip.
Yeah, Cheese Boy. He called in, I think November. He called in. Yeah, talked to Artie and me for a little while. Yeah, you were...
Man, there's four raccoons, man.
Mm-hmm. Crazy guy. He was going to send you cookies, if you remember. Hey, let me play this prank call here. Let's take a breather real quick, and we'll do some more live pranks. But this is a good prank that I did over the weekend during that marathon. I wanted to share it with you guys for those of you who missed it.
Oh, really, man? You guys did a marathon?
I told you this at the beginning of the show. You're missing a great show, Milkman. Listen.
Wow, man, that's cool. Who all was in it?
Me and
UK Ted.
UK Ted. RBCP.
Yeah.
Dark Stranger. Tuck was on there for a while, being loud. Louder than he's supposed to, as usual. You know how he is.
Unusual.
Yeah. Jin actually connected, but he didn't do any pranks, but he was connected, but no one let him talk. Yeah.
I got banned from the chat.
I didn't even get an invite either, man. I wasn't allowed to talk either, man. That's awesome, man.
Well, you don't do... You're hard to get a hold of in the weekend and stuff. And you were sleeping the whole time, Milkman. I could have just called you.
My phone was on. Actually, I was off for 2 days.
I didn't know. Why didn't you call me and say, hey, I'm off?
Every time I call you, whenever it's not showtime, dude, you, like, never answer, man.
That's a lie. That's not true anymore. That's
especially
not true anymore.
On weekends, you never answer. You're always busy doing something. You never answer on weekends.
Porking my wife. Hey, listen to this.
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Bonito. I'm with the pizza.
Oh, the pizza?
Yeah, do you order the pizza, right? You've got Tuscan salami, roasted veggie, eight-piece breadsticks, one marinara, large hand-tossed pizza.
Are you guys downstairs already?
Excuse me?
Wait, yeah, we ordered that.
Okay, so I was going to bring it out to your place, if that's okay with you. Now, how many people were there? There's a charge per person. How many people were there?
There's four of us, including a kid. That's four.
Okay, is the kid younger than 12?
Wait, hold on, sorry. Why are you charging it for how many person they are?
There's a $5 charge per person over the age of 12. Extra charge that the driver, me, I'm Benito. I'll be there. I'm going to be charging that.
Wait, this is the first time I ever heard you guys ever charge yet like that.
Yeah, we're coming out of Chapter 11 bankruptcy. We're reorganizing here because of the economy. So we do charge. It's $5 per person that's going to be eating. But if the child is under 12 years old, then we don't charge. Is the child 12 or under?
So how much was the total again?
I'm driving now. I can't look at it's not safe for me to look, but it's going to be four people, $5, $20 extra.
So $20 extra for that?
Yeah, because it's $5 per person. Unless you're a Domino's Plus subscriber. Do you have Domino's Plus?
No, we do not.
Well, you should have signed up for Domino's Plus in that case. Because Domino.
He's the one going to pay for it. Just a second.
Jesus Christ.
For delivery, sinacharge nila kung magkano ilang tao nandito. So $30 plus taklo tayo, $15 pa. So mga mayigit $45 ang babayaran mo.
Puta!
Ewan ko nga eh. Do you still want it? Hindi nga say back. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, we don't want that anymore. I'm sorry.
No, the driver's already on the way. I'm not going to cancel. That's already on the way. Then we're still going to charge you for the pizza. Pay with a card? Did you pay with
No, we're going to pay cash. But I mean, that's ridiculous that you're going to charge how many persons going to be in it.
Well, so the driver's going to cancel the pizza, but he's still going to come by to collect a delivery charge and a nuisance fee. The delivery charge is $2 delivery charge and $5 for late cancellation. So
we're not going to pay for that because that's ridiculous. Why would? Oh my God! My niece know about this before you guys hung up?
Well, when you sign up, the recording tells you all the information, but you're not going to have to pay for the full price
online?
For the pizza. When you called for the.
Why did you do it online? You should have talked to them. Now they have to charge us for that. I mean, we're not even going to get the food. And they still have to charge us, Jackman.
Yeah, the driver's going to collect a $2 delivery fee, $5 late cancellation fee, and you should still tip them, though. It's not proper for you not to tip them. I know that you're not American, but you're supposed to tip in the United States for a delivery. We have problems.
You're in the wrong state. That's why.
No, I didn't.
Why didn't you call them third?
I didn't order out of state.
Wait, I'm sorry. How did my niece order to you guys?
How did you? He ordered on the internet on the website. Looks like Domino's.com.
Okay, Domino's.com. Why didn't you order online? Why didn't you call instead? That's so stupid. Why would you do that? We always call when you're ordering pizza, Jasmine. I know. Dapat tumawag siya. Dahil ngayon, guys, hindi natin makukuha yung pizza. Kailan tayo magbayad? Dahil nga tina-charge tayo ng $5 each. And we can't cancel it. It's so dumb. You're stupid. What? You know we always call every time you're going to call pizza. Why did you order online? When did you ever order online?
Hindi namin alam yun.
No, she should know that. Alam niya yun eh. Oh my God.
Well, you want to cancel it? Ma'am?
Yeah, we're going to cancel that.
Here's what I can do for you. I can cancel, but the pizzas, you won't get the pizzas. You don't have to pay the full price, the $82. But there still is the $5 cancellation fee, $2 delivery fee, and you should still tip the driver at least $2. It's nice. So
how much is all we have to pay?
The fees are $5 for late cancellation. $2 delivery, that's $7, and then plus a tip, and we recommend you tip around.
$80 for fucking pizza? Okay, fine, bye.
Wait a minute, please, I can work this out, though. Hello?
No, we don't, because it's stupid that you're going to pay us $5 for per person that's going to eat the pizza. That's so dumb.
Well, if you don't hang up, let me see if I can get a hold of the driver. If I can get a hold of him, then, but don't hang up, because if you hang up, he's going to show up. You still got to pay $80.
Oh, my God, that's so dumb. And then we're not even going to eat the pizza. We still have to pay the freaking stupid-ass driver.
Well, if you keep saying bad language, then I might have to charge you more. Please, no. Okay? That's not nice. Just talk like that to me. I'm a human being, too, okay?
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm sorry. But at the same time, it's so stupid. You should know better. We always order pizza on telephone. You don't order pizza online. I mean, like, even if you do, you should know that the fees that you're going to pay for that. At least
yeah.
You should let us know about that. You know what I mean? Because that's so stupid.
Yeah, or I think ordering
the
online.
What we want is, you know what I mean? It's just, that's so dumb. I mean, like, shit.
Yeah,
it's so
stupid. For these people, they keep ordering on the internet, and they're so stupid, they bother us all the time. Let her know that we don't like that. We don't want people going to the website, because it makes us do more work.
Yeah,
and we
I don't get
appreciate.
It. Why do you even have to order pizza online? You can call, so you can actually know what time, like, you know, how would you like your pizza? That's so stupid.
Yeah, it's
oh
so stupid. Well, I'm going to charge you an extra fee here for so stupid. So, an extra $10 fee for so stupid, I think, is what's going to happen here.
No, I wasn't calling you stupid. I was calling the one that other people you're talking about. I was
okay.
Talking about those people that you were talking about.
I understand. I'm sorry. The driver might be there soon. Do you want me to see if I can cancel him so he doesn't show up?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Do. And next time we won't do it again, I promise.
Were
Thank
you
were
paying,
so much.
You were paying with cash?
Yeah.
Well, hang on. Let me. Don't go anywhere. Don't hang up, please. I want to see if I can get a hold of him, okay?
Hello? This is the driver, hello? Hello?
Hello?
This is the driver, hello? Who's this?
Mary, who's this?
This is the driver from Domino's Pizza?
Yeah, I connected a driver. Benito's on the line now.
Oh, hey, this is Benito. What do you need? I'm driving.
Benito, they need you to try to cancel the pizza. I said that I put you through to discuss it with them because I think it's too late. They have to pay.
Yeah,
still,
fuck,
I don't know.
Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. It's too late.
They're so stupid, right? They order on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, first they do this internet shit that just delays everything, fucks up my whole evening. Now they want to cancel it. No, fuck that. Ma'am, what's your name?
Mary.
Mary, fuck that. You know, just fuck that.
Good point, everybody. Good point, Brad and Carlito. Hope y'all enjoyed that.
Brad Bonito Carter.
Brad Bonito Carter. That lady just, that was her niece she was going off on for being so stupid.
You're so stupid!
And Brett said it just like a pizza delivery guy, too. He's like, fuck that shit, dude. No way.
I'm pretty sure someone got stabbed in that house. That
I know. Well, the driver then eventually showed up and, you know, probably was like, your total's $25. Like, what? That's stupid!
I kind of wish he would have showed up mid-call. That would have been great.
I was trying to drag it out for the driver to show up, but he wouldn't hurry up. She was starting to not talk anymore.
The other one you did when the driver showed up during the call and the guy was flipping out on him, I started busting up so bad during that call.
That's an awesome, awesome call.
Am I the only one that thinks Mary sounds fucking hot?
No, she does. Sounds hot.
She really does.
She does. She said, but I don't know if she's, she might be like Lebanese or Arabic. I thought it was Filipina, but...
I guess Tito as well.
Yeah, but she said something that sounded a little Arabic also, though, kind of sounding, oh my god. But yeah, she does sound sexy, though. Cause she's got
she
that,
may have blown you to get those extra charges taken off.
I would have let her, too. My gosh, she sounded, like, angry. You know, their girls are hot when they're angry. When they get angry, they look really sexy. I think that she's one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's why I'm guessing she's Filipino.
Yeah, because they all do. Anyway.
Little girls are hot when they're angry.
I'm
married one.
You're getting all excited over there, Ted. You're excited. You're done with college then? Is this a bachelor's degree, or you're not going to get your master's? What's going on?
Master's degree.
Wow. Well, good. Good for you, man. Woo!
Ted. It's all fun and games until she gets pissed enough that she snaps it off.
What? What? What are you talking about?
You know, master's degree, off. Getting your pecker broken off. I don't know. I have no idea how they're connected.
I don't get it either now. All right. We got a number here. Someone wants us to ask her out on a date. Dirty Aaron keeps calling in. Let's make him do it. Dirty Aaron.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, you called? Hi.
Hello, Banchot.
Banchot.
Banchot?
Dirty Aaron, we're going to call someone and ask them to go on a date.
I'm all for it.
All right, here, you do it. Ask this person. All we know is ask her out on a date. Do it.
What's her name?
I don't know.
Slut.
That's it.
That helps.
I would have helped.
We tag team that.
Dustin Kiefer, you should have sent that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they all are.
Hey, it's Susan. Leave me a message. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
At the tone.
Well, now we know her name. Susan.
Susan is not home.
She sounded like Helen Keller. You heard her? Hey, dude.
I heard Helen Jeff, Keller's a good fuck.
Jeff Tony.
She doesn't complain.
That's right.
Yeah, man.
Hey, thanks for calling that Lebanese food restaurant, man.
Did they answer?
Like the guy yells at the waitress all the time.
Oh, yeah. The guy, the bare bottom thing. Yes, they did answer. I've done all the requests of pranks, except Jaime has sent in some Craigslist people here. JMA, Jaime, whatever it is. I'm getting tired. I'm trying to keep doing the show. No guarantees, you fucks. I'm trying.
I think Tombstone wants to call someone get a date.
I blocked Tombstone. Tombstone was annoying the shit out of me. I blocked him. He just wouldn't shut up. It's like, Tombstone, shut up, man. He's like, do you want me to PayPal you money to get me a girl? Like, well, how am I supposed to get you a girl? What am I supposed to do? Well, how much money you want? I don't want any. I don't want to get you a girl. I'm the last person to probably get you a girl. I need a mistress first. Myself. So how much money you want? I just blocked them. I just can't deal with it, man. Can't deal with Tombstone.
I do hope Athena doesn't listen to this show.
Oh, Athena. It's an interesting story. Lost yellow... Let's see. Lost yellow trimmed in black cell phone casino... So, what? Someone put in a Craigslist ad that says, lost yellow trimmed in black cell phone casino cell phone in it. Use same personal things it, please. Wow. This is in Jacksonville? What casino? Oh, Case. Okay, whatever.
Must have been an iPhone or something.
Jesus Christ.
iPhone machine with a yellow case.
I guess so. Yellow Nextel? Let me try to sit. Let me try this again. Lost yellow trimmed in black cell phone case, no cell phone in it. Oh, lost yellow trimmed in black cell phone case.
So somebody lost their cell phone case and put a fucking Craigslist ad on.
Wow, really? That's pretty cheap. Okay. I thought it was like casino. Just some personal things in it. Has personal things in it? Whatever. Okay.
We can get them to describe those.
Okay. What personal things? I think pictures, probably. I don't know. Who keeps things in their...
The party you are trying to reach has declined to receive this call. Please try your call again with caller ID enabled by dialing *82.
Oh, fuck you. Google voice it. Who puts anything but their cell phone in their cell phone case? What's that about? Come on, man. Seriously.
I don't understand why you have a cell phone case.
In case you drop it. They look nice.
Surely they're built with cases on them.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I don't like to leave my cell phone in my pocket. I like to have it on my hip, you know. So I got a case that goes on my belt.
You have an action pouch.
This is for cell phones. I don't have a fanny pack or whatever you guys call them.
A bum bag.
Bum bag, yeah. There we go.
It's time for UK calls.
I'm going to fall asleep here.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, we got a lot of UK numbers. Good. Thank you, Lonesome.
You got a weird call, man.
Huh?
I got a call from the Macaroni Grill.
You did?
Yeah, hello. I called this number back, and he called me. I don't know why.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, I was calling about your cell phone case. I got it. Thanks. You got a call from the Macaroni Grill? For what?
Macaroni Grill in California. Here's the number. They asked me. I don't know what they want. They said, can I help you? And they called me. I don't know.
All right.
Didn't you guys call one last week for that guy?
I don't see why they would call Milkman anyway. It doesn't make any sense.
Try that number. Call them up and find out what the hell their problem is, man. Tell them that your macaroni was cold, man. It didn't have any cheese on it.
Pretty sure there was some semen in it also.
Salty. Alrighty. Here we go.
Who we calling?
The Semen Macaroni Grill. Huh? Huh? It's Macaroni Grill that just called Milkman. Milkman says we need to call it.
But what does semen have to do with it?
Well, Ken has semen. He likes. He said there was semen.
They put semen on the macaroni.
Macaroni Grill, Torrance.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, there's some problem with this sauce. I got to go order this sauce. This is disgusting. What's going on
what
here?
What did you get?
Huh?
What did you get?
I got those pork chops.
Uh-huh.
And I got the pasta. The create your own pasta.
Okay.
And this sauce is disgusting. What is this, man?
It's Papadou's mustard and red wine and butter.
Yeah, well, it's like super salty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's not staying on the plate.
What time did when did you pick it up?
About an hour or 2 hours ago.
Okay, do you want to get something else instead?
Yes, I'll make an order now.
What would you like?
I want a 6-pack of Heineken.
Okay.
All right, I want 3 orders of the pork chops.
Okay.
I want 2 pitchers of iced tea.
2 pitchers of iced tea?
Yes.
Okay.
You want
to order this to go?
Yeah. Then you have those the bread there, right, that you give out?
Yeah.
I want 5 of those. And
okay.
I want one of those big pepper shaker things that you use to put in the oil.
A pepper shaker?
You know the waitress comes by and she cracks the pepper?
Yeah, we don't sell those.
Well, yeah, just give it to me then. That's cool. The big wooden pepper thing, pepper mill. I need a large container of olive oil.
All right.
I need some industrial hand soap.
A joke or something?
No, this is all the stuff I want to make this better.
Well, I could get you a new replacement for your pork chop, but I don't have any industrial hand soap to give out.
What do you have in the bathroom?
I have antibacterial soap, but I can't give that stuff out, sir.
Well, you can you put some in a little to-go cup?
No, I can't.
Oh, yeah, you can. Come on.
Do you want to get a new pork chop, sir? Or?
Well, 3 of them.
3 of them?
Yeah.
What's your name?
This is Cross.
Cross.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll get you 1 new pork chop.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I said 3. And
all
I need
right,
one.
I'll get you 3, but I'm going to charge you for 2.
No, this is, you made a mistake, and I need one of those pepper mills to crack on there. I need 5 loaves of bread. A large container of olive oil, 2 pitchers of iced tea.
right. Well, I'm going to have to charge you for the pork chops and the iced tea. I will make you a new pork chop if you like.
No.
No?
No. I want three.
Well, I'm really sorry. I can't help you out then.
Well, you give me two then. Come on, man. If you're making me come all the way out there, you should give me back. You should pay me back, you know, for what I'm, you know, replace what was messed up in the first. And then you need to go the extra mile for my time wasted and gasoline wasted.
Like dessert or something?
And after, no, I want another pork chops.
But I thought you didn't like the pork chop.
No, the sauce was bad.
Do you want a different sauce on it then?
Yes, but I want two. I don't want just one.
Okay, we'll get you two pork chops. We'll have them ready in 15 minutes.
Two pork chops, okay, and then bread. I want the bread too. It's free.
Yeah.
I want five of them.
Okay.
And like a large container of the olive oil.
Sure.
What do you mean sure? You're writing this down?
Yeah. Olive oil, bread, and two pork chops.
How many breads?
Five.
All right. Five, and I need a large container of olive oil.
Okay.
And when I say large, like a big amount,
yeah,
like a gallon.
I'll give you like 12 ounces of olive oil.
Okay, that's fine. And then what about the pepper thing?
I can't do the pepper thing.
Oh, come on.
I can grate some pepper in a container for you if you want.
What about Parmesan cheese?
Yeah, you can get some Parmesan cheese.
It's free Parmesan cheese, right?
Yeah.
Can I get a whole block of it?
No.
But it's free.
No, you can't.
There's no limit.
We can get you like a small container of Parmesan cheese.
Can I have like 12 containers of it?
No.
11?
No.
10 containers.
Are you going to come pick up these pork chops?
Yes.
All right. We close in like 20 minutes. We're going to get them cooking now for you. We'll have them ready when you get here.
Don't waste food, okay?
Don't waste food?
No.
All right. We won't.
We'll make them,
Are they vegetarian pork chops?
I thought I should do the right thing at the end and tell them not to waste food. There you go.
That's pretty cool, man.
He would have stayed on all night.
He would have stayed on there for 20 minutes. It's probably like, I don't want to fucking clean shit. Stay here.
Now you got to make sure you got to call him back, man, just before they close and keep him on the line for another 10 minutes.
Yeah. Where my pork chop?
Hey, Carlito, I put a 7-Eleven in an African-American neighborhood in Portland, if you'd like to. It's in the Skype chat.
Okay.
When you call them back, tell them you're stuck on the 405 and the traffic, man. They're going to have to pay for the gas, too, man, because you're coming back from Valencia.
I don't even know.
405. Oh, this place is crazy.
What are you singing? What the hell is that? All right.
it's like a new Snoop Dogg song. Well, it's a relatively new Snoop Dogg song.
Is it? Is it about the road?
It's called L.A. It's like, L.A. Blah, 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 blah. Riding on the 405, you know, talking about being stuck in traffic and how he still likes L.A. I don't understand why he likes L.A., but, yeah.
Whatever, man. Well, that's where he's from, you know. That's what I hear.
Yeah.
If I was in the Congo, I'd like the Congo.
No, you wouldn't. Who are we calling?
I don't know. 7-Eleven, black people, 7-Eleven.
Yeah, what up?
Hi, sir.
Hey, who this?
It's 7-Eleven.
My name is Bubba.
Okay.
I wanna make an order, please.
My order?
Yeah, I want the 12 piece.
No matter order, the machine is broke.
12 piece bucket of chicken with mashed potatoes and you know, like a container of gravy.
Oh.
Yeah. When can I come and get that?
You will come?
Yeah, I'm gonna come and get my chicken and.
Chicken what?
Fried chicken. The 12-piece family meal. You know, it's got the chicken in the bucket and the biscuits and the gravy and the mashed potatoes.
Okay, it's ready.
Is it ready?
Yeah.
No, now you're fucking with me because you gotta cook that shit first.
Okay, thank you.
Come on, dog.
He's ready if you want, coming.
How much is it?
$129, Tepito. Bye-bye.
$129?
Hang on, let me try to talk some sense into him.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy some jeans this weekend, Bubba.
Mm.
Yeah.
The problem with people in Portland is they're too nice.
All that weed.
Fine, Don?
Yeah, hi. I wanted to talk about the 7-Eleven and the floors.
Bro, I'm busy. Sorry.
Listen, shut up. The floors, okay, and I go. I fall on the floor. I fall down.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, fucking shit. No. Are there black people in Portland? Wherever? Oregon?
Yeah, there's a few. I mean, it's they say it's the whitest metro area, like, in the United States, but there's a few neighborhoods, you know, like right where that 7-Eleven is that goes off on Friday and Saturday nights.
I've never seen a black person at the register in a 7-Eleven.
No.
Ever.
No. Yeah, I don't think I have either, but I think that one in particular, they hang out there, like, at night and shit, you know?
Yeah, what else are you going to do? You know? You gotta hang out at the 7-Eleven, man. Get some bill going. What movie was that? Where there was a Jim Carrey movie. Which one? Dumb and Dumber? Where he just came out of the 7-Eleven. It was like two black guys hanging out with Big Gulps. He goes, "Hey, Big Gulps. All right, see you later." It's like, okay. That was the weirdest shit. Oh, Jim Carrey. Rest in peace, Jim Carrey. All right, well, here we are. Lost keys in Portland. Speaking of Portland, lost keys on the morning of Monday 116. Two vehicle remotes and various house keys. All right, cool. I'm going to ask this guy for his address.
Hey, you've reached James. Leave a message. I'll call you back.
At the tone.
I've got your keys, James. Come on, man. I had a good idea for that. Had it ready to go.
Hey, reach James. Leave a message. I'll call you back.
Fuck you, James.
Did you get a hold of that?
Obviously, he's not really worried about losing his keys and not answering the phone.
Yeah, all right. Okay, well, here we are, continuing on. What time is it? We got about 15 minutes left. About 15 minutes. All right, cool. We got some UK numbers here from Lonesome Loser that we can get to. I think Nunu sent in some numbers, too, that I wasn't paying attention to.
So what's the deal with Nunu? He just never calls in. Nobody's ever seen him. He just comes on every week. Is that right?
Never. Never seen him. Never called him. Don't know a name. Nobody does. He's the ultimate in keeping private his whole thing. We don't know for sure if he's a boy or a girl. Couldn't tell you, man. Don't know. He's told me. He's in his 20s as of a few years ago. That's all I know. I don't know, man. I've tried. I've tried to get him to open up. He's like, nope. Nope.
He's actually the Tourette's guy. I ran on TouretteGuy.com.
No, he's not.
Could be a boy. Could be a girl. Could be both. Who knows?
And that's okay. You know, we're not saying anything. Oh, Jimmy Falcon.
Let's call that UK.
Jimmy Falcon sent a print request, but didn't send it to through the form, so I didn't catch it. Oh, but it's a Chicago drug dealer. He calls himself LOL, or the King of Chicago. He's an egotistical prick, and he sounds a lot like the Asiatic black man. He did sound like him. I thought it was him at first. Sells cocaine and heroin. He won't answer, though. We've tried to call him a few times already. He won't answer. All right, the UK. Anybody want to call the UK? I'll do them, but if any of you want
I'll
to jump
take
in.
It.
All right. Go ahead, take the first one. Roger Gunning.
Roger Dunning?
Gunning, like a gun.
Gunning.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good morning. Is Roger there?
Look, this is the fucking middle of the night. What are you playing at? You rang me up at 4:20. Now what game are you on? Get back to your own bloody country. I'm fed up with this, all these cold calls.
Wow. Apparently we've called her before.
Holy shit.
Wow.
cold calls.
Yep. We definitely have to call her back.
Yep, here we go.
All I have to say is good morning.
Ivan is nice.
Hello?
No, they hung up. Picked up and hung up. Wow.
Stupid woman doesn't know how to use a phone.
Telling you. I guess it's... Yeah, see, Lonesome checks all his numbers, and I guess she just was not happy that that happened. You know?
Okay. She's almost as fun as a hog's head, man. We need to stretch her out a little bit. Call her back in a little bit and see what she knows what time it is.
Oh, by the way, Nunu sent me an article. A truck plowed into the bulls.
They're always concerned with time.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is S.J. Williams.
Hey, do you know what bloody time of the morning this is?
No, I'm in America.
It's
I don't know.
It's 5 in the morning.
Yeah, well,
it's
you.
It's time to wake up.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Well, I'm calling for you to wake up.
Pardon?
I'm calling asking you to wake up.
What do you mean to wake me up?
Yeah, it's time to wake up in the morning and do your exercises.
Who the hell are you? Huh? Who are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from the National Light Administration. I need you to turn off your lights in your house right now. All of them.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Well, your lights are wasting electricity. You're supposed to... People are trying to watch the stars tonight.
Yeah, turn off your vibrator. It's wasting electricity.
You understand?
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm with the National Light Administration. My name is Roger Gunning.
Where did you get my number from?
From the National City Book.
From a bathroom mirror.
Rubbish.
Went to a pub and your number was on the wall. It said call for a good time.
Yeah.
No, my number is X Directory.
It was right next to a glory hole.
Yeah, there's a bathroom that gay people go and they have sex in it, and they have written it on the wall.
Piss off,
your word of mouth is you're the best.
No, it's true. It's true. Come on, it's true. Please? Will you for me?
Come on, admit you suck a mean dick.
We need a pivot man for the circle jerk. Are you in?
I think we lost him.
That was a pivot.
Aww, son of a
bitch. We lost the patient.
Hello?
Yeah, what happened? You hung up? What?
Pardon?
You hung up on the phone accidentally? What happened?
Right. Who do you work for? And I want
to pivot man for the circle.
Hey, quiet. Man. I work for the National Light Administration.
Where are you to?
Well, we're in the United States, Chicago, Illinois. We're in the telephone calls machine center. You understand?
Right. Would you realize it's 5:30 in the morning over here?
Yes, I do. Yeah, you're supposed to wake up at this time and have your tea.
No.
This is the time when the British people wake up and have their tea and crumpets, and they go outside and they feed the cattle and they do the chores outside. Right?
No, not everybody.
Yeah, do you have to go outside to the castle and clean up a little bit, and then the king comes around and you have to genuflect?
Sorry, are you on drugs or you've been drinking?
No. I just understand. This is how British culture is. You wake up early in the morning and you feed the cows and you have breakfast and tea. And then the king comes around and you genuflect for the king. The ladies curtsy, you know. And if the king fancies a bum, then he has his way with you in the bathroom. He takes you to the bathroom and he pulls down your pants and he has your naked bottom in front of him.
You are a weirdo.
That is true. Do you not want to have your naked bottom for the king? Service to the king?
How do you know he is a king?
Hello?
What a bunch of potters you are.
Spank your bottom with a wet mop.
Why don't you go and get a proper job? Get a proper life.
Did you call us tossers?
That guy's a trip. Wow. All right.
Let's let him dwell for a minute. We'll call MJ Williams instead. These are good ones, man. Good work, Lonesome. You got some good ones. I don't know if Lonesome found a good neighborhood to call or something, but this is a funny, funny little group so far.
I'll take this one.
Okay. MJ Williams.
MJ.
Dude, the time you got in the cab was totally bad. It was my last
one. Hello.
Hey, how long ago is it?
Hello.
Ass dial? What's the deal?
What the hell that was about? Jesus Christ. It wasn't a cell phone either. Just a bunch of weirdness.
Sound like the UK nightlife.
I guess so.
Yeah, party girls.
This is Major General R.D. Wilson. Let me do this one. Hang on. Absolutely. I want this one. You guys be quiet.
What is your major malfunction, numbnut?
Hello?
Yes, hello. I need to speak to the Major General R.D. Wilson, please.
Do you know what time it is?
Well, I'm calling from the United States. I'm with the National Light and Electricity Administration.
Well, it's still very, very early in the morning here.
Listen, stupid. I need to speak to Major General R.D. Wilson. I command you
Can I give him a message?
Yes. Can you write it down, please?
Certainly.
Are you ready to write it down?
Right.
Major Wilson.
Yes.
Your electricity bill is going to triple this month.
Absolute rubbish.
Well, it is.
It is not.
It is.
You must be drunk.
No. You've been running the electricity too much. Keep writing down, damn it. Listen. Also write down, your wife is a stupid bitch. Write that down on the paper. Absolutely not.
Some reason that reminds me of the phone losers call. You're using the teletype service.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, did you write down this information?
Who is this?
I'm calling from the National Electricity and Light Administration. It sounds like she fell asleep there real quick again. Well, imagine that. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, let's call SJ Williams again.
SJ Williams.
Is that the angry man?
That was the, yes.
One who called us tossers.
Tossers, yeah. The guy
that was awesome earlier.
The guy that the king is going to come around and have his way with him. He's going to fancy his bum.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Did you know I fancy a bum? I am the king.
Hello?
Yes, I'm the king and I fancy a bum. I'm the king of England. Hello?
What's he doing? Is he blowing into the phone?
What are you doing? He's drowning.
Shall we shag now or later?
What the hell is he doing?
Sorry, I can't hear you. There's interference on the line.
No, there's not. You're making noises with your mouth.
I can't hear it. It just sounds like you're blowing 20 miles away.
You have a penis in your mouth. What the?
Are you blowing up an air mattress for your lover?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Okay.
Sorry, hello?
Hi.
Hi, you tosser.
If you're not making any noise, you're just... We hear you inhaling and that's it.
I can't hear you.
Okay. No. All right, you got us.
What the hell?
I don't know. He's like...
One of those noise-canceling phones. I couldn't hear it.
I guess so. I don't know. I think it was blowing right into the speaker. It was like making it, you know, blow out or something.
He's blowing in the wrong end.
We're
making those when I listened to the podcast and like when we were calling the UK last week, it was like cracking out bad when all the people were on Skype.
Yeah, too many people uses up the bandwidth. I think we were noticing that it was being noticed during the marathon. Yeah, if you had too many people on Skype at once, it'd get all wacky. That's why I haven't had a lot of people connected throughout the night tonight.
Well, I'm privileged. Thank you.
Yes. You have a nice mustache.
Should see my beard.
Hey, A.E. Wilson. A.E. Wilson. Damn it. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. What's Wilson. Yes, this is Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, you're in big trouble,
sir.
What
are you doing ringing out this time of the day?
Well, you're in big trouble because you're wasting too much electricity. Your lights are too bright.
Thank
you, I need you to turn off at least 80% of your lights that you have on inside your house right now.
I don't understand what you're saying, sorry.
You know what a light is? Okay, whatever. F.M. Stevens. That sounds like a good name for a radio guy. F.M. Stevens. Anybody want that? Ted, you want that?
Yeah, I'll take it.
You're going to take it.
I'll take it. Vivian cannot go outside ever again.
My son, sorry, you want to take it.
Hello?
Piss! Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's
this? This is FM Stevens.
Yes?
Go ahead, Ted.
I'm calling from the Natural Tourette's Foundation. Ass! And I was wondering if you would consider providing financial support to our organization.
It's a bit early in the morning for that. I'm sorry.
Piss coming out of my ass!
What? Piss coming out of my ass. Okay, brilliant.
I didn't make that up. That's from the South Park Tourette's episode.
In the meantime, let's call this person. This one here is Bill Walsall. Walsall, everybody. Walsall. You ready?
I'm all over that.
All right, you do that. Hang on, let me find the number. Bill Walsall.
Bill Sawzall.
Bill Kissel.
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
I'm kidding. It's Milkman. It's Milkman.
Oh, God.
That's what he does for his message. All right. All right, continuing on. R. Stevens here. What time is it? Oh, guys, it's 1. It's got to end. You know? This can't go on forever. I gotta work tomorrow. I'm going to be dead tomorrow. All right, fine. We'll do like 3 or 4 more. That's it. We're over here. R. Stevens, let's do it. Let's just wake them all up quickly. Rapid fire. Wake up calls. Whee! Let's do it.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is R. Stevens.
Hello?
R. Stevens?
Yes?
Are you awake?
Hardly. You've just woken up.
Oh, you need to get out of bed, please.
Sorry?
Your bed is dirty. You need to get out of it, please. Don't go back inside the bed. It's dangerous.
Oh, don't be stupid.
You have bed bugs.
Oh, don't be stupid. Let's say something stupid and hang up on them all. No more numbers, lonesome. But thank you, sir. It's been a great night. So far, these have all been good numbers in the UK. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Is this Stevens?
Yes.
Yeah, listen. And you know, in your toilet there in your bathroom? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. So who's this?
Well, you have a bathroom there, right?
Yes.
I want to use your bathroom. I want to take a shit in the toilet. I want to sit in the toilet and push out my poop, my caca.
What the hell? It's good to have a clear view into your desires there.
Oh, gross. That's nasty.
Are we done? Oh, no. There's one more.
I got a whole bunch. I want to do all these.
Keep it rolling.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, listen, hi. Mr. Francis Fletcher? Mr. Fletcher? No, oh, okay, I'm sorry, Ted. This is Harry Fitkin, all right? You got to make, the rule is this has got to be fast. You go real fast, you know, bam, bam, like talk about toilet. If whatever you want.
Talk about toilet.
Harry Fitkin. Hello? Mr. Fletcher? He's still there. Mr. Fletcher?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hey, you tosser, what's up?
Hello?
Hi, tosser.
Hello?
Tosser.
You've got the wrong number.
You're
a tosser. You've got the
wrong number. Tosser.
Harry Fitkin?
Wanker?
Yeah, is this Harry Fitkin?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah, listen, I wanted to use your, I had a question about your toilet that you have there, your bathroom.
I don't know what you're on about.
Yeah, your toilet there, the one that you sit on when you have to use the bathroom.
Bathroom?
Yeah, the toilet.
You ever
fill
the bowl?
You've got the wrong number, I didn't know who you are.
Do you ever forget to flush the toilet on accident? You leave and you don't flush it?
And the poops kind of pile up.
Yeah, like five of them.
You've got the wrong number.
No, Harry Fitkin.
You ever take an upper decker? You ever poop in the top part of the tank?
They don't have tanks there. They have a big chain they pull.
You sent me one. You once.
I did?
You sent me one, I think.
I phoned you once?
You've got the wrong number anyway.
Oh, we're from Bristol. We don't know you.
Yeah.
What?
We're from Bristol.
You're from Bristol?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who you are. I've never heard of you.
We don't have toilets here. That's why we want to know about your toilet. We poop into big holes here.
We just have a bucket of water.
I don't know what you're
talking about. The one from before, they kept like hanging up and trying to like hang it up. You know what I mean? They get picking and hanging.
I'll take this one.
All right. Richard Broadway.
Oh, we're calling him again?
No, someone else. Richard Broadway. No answer there. We'll call Richard Broughton instead. Who did we lose? Did we lose Ken? I think so, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it disappeared.
All right, mm-hmm. Richard Broughton here. We got two left after this.
I'm in.
Okay.
Yes, hello, good morning, Richard?
Yes.
Good morning, Richard.
Yes.
Yes, this is Brent Westwood calling from the United States. Good morning, how are you?
Why would you do that at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Well, it's not 5 o'clock here.
Is it here?
Really? Has the sun come up yet?
Pardon?
Has the sun come up yet?
No.
Is it still dark?
Yeah.
Are your lights on?
No.
No, that's good, because I'm calling from the National Light Administration. I need to make sure that all your lights are off around the house. We're going to be coming and doing a test in the neighborhood, so we need to make sure your lights are off. Did we lose him?
No, he's there. Are you there? Richard. Gone. All right, Ted, take this one. Thomas Stevens.
All right. Is it ringing?
I don't know. There you go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Costa Concordia Cruise Lines, and I was wondering if you'd like to take a discounted cruise off the coast of Italy. Would you like a discounted cruise?
No.
Apparently not.
I guess not. And the last one, which I will take, is Francis Robin Baxter. Let's see what's up with this.
Call saying your name is Francesco Schettino, and you're looking for a job as a cruise ship captain.
All right, you got it.
Hello.
Hello, Francis Robin Baxter?
No, it's not.
Well, who's... Is this the wife?
Is this?
I am Francisco Combatino, and I'm looking for a job for a cruise ship operator on a boat. I get inside the boat, you know?
Why are you ringing us?
Because I'm a boat driver, and I need a job, and I want to put you inside the boat, and I'm going to drive the boat into the rocks, and it goes... Murr, murr. The side. Isn't that funny?
Francesco!
Hello?
Lost right. Patient.
We're done. Okay, we're done. We're out of here. Right. Thank you, Dirty Aaron, for sticking in there, and Big Ted, been with us
right
all
on
the show. All right, good night, Dirty Aaron. Ted, thank you, man. Again,
have a good weekend.
BluePlanetPrankRadio.com.
Hey.
Hey, I remembered. All right. There we go. And, hey, let's call everybody real quick that we called, right? Let's do it. How do we do that? I know there's an easy way to call everybody all at once, I thought, right? Oh, I just don't want to do it right now. Oh, who cares? Okay, folks. Well, thanks for being on with us tonight. It's been great. We got to a lot of your requests. I think I got to the majority of them. A few got by there, but whatever. What can you do? Be back for more show next week. Be sure to visit the website madhouselive.com. Send any requests during the week. Subscribe to the Madhouse Prankcast. This show will be edited and uploaded, as are the others, within the next few days. That's all I got for you, because I'm tired. I want to go. Thanks to everyone who submitted numbers, including Lonesome Loser. You are the man. Thank you, sir. Thank you, everyone who joined in. Of course, the main man, Milkman, for the Virgin Islands. My bestest friend in prank calls. And in real life, too. Good friend of mine, I must say. Good friend. Cacti Radio, RBCP, all you guys over there. Thank you, sirs and ma'ams. UK Ted was on, Big Ken. We already thank Dirty Aaron and Ted Webb. Nunu for sending in numbers, because I don't think I did one of them. Sorry, Nunu. You're probably sleeping by now, you bitch. And everyone who submitted pranks, you know who you are. Even Jaime. Thank you. Good night and good luck. Have a good weekend, folks. Be safe. Thank you. See you next week. Oh.